This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. It is another installment of our little show. We do it on a Tuesday night. You call it trying, challenging, and somewhat moronic, but we call it the show on Q-Talk America. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Everybody's already in the chat room. Al's, of course, in there. Aaron from L.A. Don from North Carolina. I hope things are going all right over there where you is.
It's like a three-peat for...
For Don Don?
Don Don over there, yeah.
Not a lot of other things going on over there in North Carolina,
early,
I guess.
He's an early adopter. He gets in early. I got to do this so I can...
Good work.
Turns out I can't see anything today. So
I think it's lovely that you...
Those are very nice. I like those. I don't
Al's
know why
wearing
you wear
his glasses.
But yeah, and you know, I thought of it at the last minute, and then coming over here with all the dust and sand in my eyes, now I can't see a fucking thing.
Gotcha. Hi, Marn.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
For those of you who saw the pre-show that we were showing, I just want to show... So you know what we're dealing with. We do occasionally have weather in Arizona, and this was a radar shot, live radar shot, for about 10-15 minutes ago. We have weather coming at us. It's blowing shit everywhere. I've already been out in the front yard a couple times and picked up random things from neighbors. But I understand the way the rules always were, if it lands in your yard, it's yours.
Yep, fair.
That's the way I think this all goes. So,
you know, I think I'm pretty glad that some of my neighbors didn't adhere to that rule, because I think I'd have lost a couple of pets and a very nice patio canopy at one point.
So you have airborne pets at some point?
You don't know my life.
I don't. Apparently not.
And I will always love that expression, by the way. You don't know my life.
You don't know my life. It's my fave.
Oh my heavens. But anyway, we are in Studio C, and hopefully the weather will not take our power out, our air conditioning out. We'll just be able to roll through 3 hours of love and tenderness right here. I'm sitting here alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. And I like how Al's shirt and his glasses match.
I thought of that when I threw them in the bag. I'm like, oh no, I'm like Marnie with her shoes.
Such a good point.
It is. Mm-hmm. But it's a great analogy. Mm-hmm. And she's got her election shirt on, your sticker. You're all good to go.
Oh, I voted too. My sticker's just in my car.
Nice. I voted 2 months ago.
I was saying, I voted too, but it was in the mail a month and a half ago.
See, I just have to, they have to win back my trust, and nothing about them has said, I trust you fuckers again.
See, right. what's...
Because I voted the year that they threw out all the ballots.
Oh, I see.
And I'm like, nah, I want to put that thing in myself and not be fucked with.
Maybe it's you.
That second proposition, though, was pretty fucking tricky, though. I've read that thing like every day for like 10 days,
one.
And I still don't know which way I fall on it.
You know, I have a pretty strict rule of thumb that says don't fuck with other people's money.
Yeah, and that's where I landed.
So that's where I land on almost every, like...
I want to say you just took, that's the word bubble that was over my head. I'm like, I don't want the karma of fucking with someone's
every time
retirement.
They put up, you know, state benefits or state retirement for vote, I think to myself, it's not my money. Don't fuck with other people's future. Leave it alone.
Well, that and I think we're pretty safe. I know you do. We have a lot of friends who work for state agencies and are around for social services and various things that would be affected by it, too.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the teachers as well, because that's another one that was... there's two of them, right? Because there was a teacher one, and then there's one for city.
Well,
schools. 123 was school funding, which a lot of that will go towards salary. And the other one was, I only briefly read it and went, don't fuck with other people's money, check no, and moved along with my day.
But I see, and there was no help, there was no help online. There was no help online for that one, and I read it. It's worded. I just want to shoot those people in the head that word those things.
Like, and it always like makes me really suspicious. I always feel like there's some sort of a trick. If I can't understand the plain language of your bill, I'm a very intelligent person.
As you read it totally seemed like, if you vote no, you're a dickhead.
Right.
But if you vote yes, good for you.
You're just slightly less of a dickhead.
To me.
I just felt like I was in some kind of a double negative puzzle I couldn't get out of.
No, you're right.
Because if you vote yes, then you're
sunshine
giving people
and
money.
Lollipop.
And rainbows. If you vote no, fuck off.
Years ago, before I got more involved in caring about all this than I
care to
than I do now, I used to defer to, who used to be on our cast, I used to defer to Buddy Early. Sure. I would literally send him a message on Facebook or text him and be like, I need to know on XYZ, how are we going? And he would tell me, and I would go with whatever he said, because I had full faith in him, and I still do. But what I did this season for those two proposals, I know you guys had talked about it a little bit, mm-hmm. but I literally jumped on the Facebooks and I just looked for it and found all the people that like are part of my friends network mm-hmm. and figured out really where everybody was going on it. And that's what I did because I'm not reading all of it. I'm not going to go through all of it and read it. I wanted to do it, and we're on. We're moved on.
But it was all the, and that's a great way to do it. It was just that all of it, even the writing in that, was you're damned if you do, and you're damned
yeah.
if you don't.
Cause, yeah, because Aaron's truly. Writing was very moving, but at mm-hmm. the end of it, I'm like, so is she for it?
She's for it. No, but that's where, and that's where I looked at it like, I'm not going to fuck with anybody's money.
Yeah, so and I did it. Two teachers that I know
yeah,
said,
I go with exactly what
two
you're
teachers
saying,
said vote yes on that one, so I said, all right. So yeah. our.
Sure.
So, but I mean, still, the way those things are worded is just a crime because I still don't know what that second one was really about. And I read about it. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know. They get money. They don't get money. They work somewhere.
I'm all about Clatisha. Whatever's happening right now.
Clatisha in the chat room. Welcome. Glad you're with us live.
Hey, welcome.
Don, and Mama Don.
If you're not in the chat room, I'll read it to you. Clatisha, if I'm saying that correctly.
I feel good about it.
Hello, all. I am so glad to be here. After months and months of listening to the show on my iPod, I finally figured out how to get into the chat room. So, welcome. Actually, what I'm going
to
post. What I'm going
to
post, though, in the chat room, which I shared with all of you guys today, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows the link, which I'm going to copy and paste and yada, yada, yada. Coming in the chat room right now is a link that you can use to get in the chat room regardless if we're live or not. So if you want to join the chat room before we go live, you can certainly do that because sometimes chats go on in there without us. Actually, most of the show goes on without. Yeah. Where most of the chat room.
We're
goes
the
on
lovely there. Distraction while people have a nice cyber conversation.
Very nice. Yes. Flashback to AOL chat room.
I'm just going to turn down the volume of that.
Hey guys, we'll meet you next Tuesday. Yeah. Right. Fantastic. See you in the chat room next Tuesday.
Clatisha, let us know where you're from. I don't recall you saying that in your thing, so let us know where you're listening from. And Al can add you to the list of people and how you identify.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Ah, very nice. Can't go wrong. That's a great name, Clatisha. I like it.
It's got a certain ring to it.
It sure does.
Doesn't it?
I like it.
Oh, heavens. Well, here we are. We've gathered again. Everybody made it safe and sound from wherever. No wrecks, no harm, no injuries to my knowledge. Good, very good. We'll start around.
My hands are right here.
We'll start with the oval table discussion with Kat Carlson. What have you been up to?
Oh my God, I almost died.
What?
Oh no.
Well,
this just in.
Just when you thought it was safe.
I know. I thought we just all said no.
I know.
So wait a minute. So how's your day going? Oh, it's not going good.
Not
going good,
good,
Kat.
Well, actually, it's apparently going pretty well.
Today going amazingly. Last week on a Wednesday, I was attacked by the digestive plague.
Oh,
I know. I forgot that. Yes,
it was terrible.
No.
I don't know what it was, and it didn't affect any of my family. It didn't affect anyone that I knew.
That's
it
good.
Was clearly just me. I wanted to blame it on that goddamn cake, but then I realized that none of you all were affected. So I don't even know.
But I did have to go for an insulin shot.
Yeah,
and I'm not even diabetic.
Erie, Pennsylvania, by the way. Oh, Erie, Pennsylvania. Well, guys,
hello.
Your shopping mall is shaped like a revolver.
Well, that's a true story.
Huh. Okay. Add that to the list of things that I certainly did not know.
They don't have sales tax, so my family goes to Erie, Pennsylvania to go Christmas shopping.
They have
year.
They have one shape,
a whole outing.
A mall shaped like a gun, and we have a theater shaped like a toilet.
There you go.
Anyway, back to your
God
illness.
God bless America.
Yes.
In any event, it was 3 days of what I'm fondly referring to as the cleanse I didn't ask for.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm down 5 pounds.
Oh, good for you.
Why can't I get it?
I am one sign.
By the way, Katie June will be on that diet by next week.
I am two good sinus infections away from being perfect body weight.
Oh, that's so nice.
Well,
so
and
close.
A stomach bug, yes. Yeah.
So close.
Oh, slip that in. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so yet so far.
I meant for me.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, nice. Sadly spent most of the last week a little bit under the weather. So much so that I took off work, which is kind of a momentous occasion.
But I saw that you pushed through because you got food and something and an energy bar and went to work at Cobalt.
I did on Friday. I took off Thursday and I went to work on Friday.
No, that's so not
for
like
those of you unfamiliar with where Kat works, let's take a live shot. That's at Cobalt right now. There's Cobalt. It looks just like normal. Okay, there's
looks
that.
Nice.
Very nice, Cobalt.
It's very
thank
busy.
You. Very busy.
I'm glad we installed that camera.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Yeah. Check in from time to time.
I can't get any other fucking camera to work, but that one is fantastic.
But once I was almost feeling better, my oldest child, God love him, He was sent to go clean up the toy room because we, you know, we've got a pretty big house, and so we've got one room that the boys share and one room that all of their crap kind of goes in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sent, you know, on just a weekend errand, on a weekend chore to clean it up. Sharon said, hey, go clean out the toy room. And all of a sudden, before anybody knew what was happening, everything was being removed from the toy room and piled weirdly in the bathroom. We don't know why. Because he had all of a sudden out of nowhere decided that he wanted his own room. So then that became a whole ordeal in our house.
I think I've grown up enough to have my own room.
I think I've grown up enough to have my own room, except for it's going to take me like an hour and a half to have mom tuck me in the first night I want to sleep in my brand new grown up room. Because I'm still a 10-year-old mama's boy who wants to sleep with somebody.
Okay.
But I mean, he'll get there. He'll get there.
And then once he gets the room, then you have to have the conversation about phone lines in the room, TV in the room. I'm sorry, that's 1980s conversations. I'm terribly sorry. That was conversations when I was a kid. Happening. My bad.
Maybe a coincidence, maybe intentional, but I did go through the parental settings on the...
It just seems
on the Wi-Fi.
Oh,
and set that up with some time limits.
Oh, time limits.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I have these kids that keep getting up at like 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, just to watch TV for 8 hours before anybody gets up.
Okay.
And I decided that wasn't going to happen all summer, so now nothing with Wi-Fi is going to work for them.
Well, also you have to share those kind of things, right? Isn't that?
I'm sorry.
Right? She has to share the TV. Like more than one TV can't have Hulu on or something, didn't you say?
Oh, we were talking about Netflix last week.
Oh, Netflix was it? Okay.
Yeah. No, I can do 4 simultaneous screens on Netflix. That's nice. Yeah, okay. I pay the extra money.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
But no, I
I was thinking maybe that was part of it too.
My router has the ability to identify each client individually and set up a time schedule for each client. So I can decide that, hey, your tablet can only be used in this window. Right. Whereas my stuff is wide open because I'm a fucking grown up and I pay for it.
Right.
Nice. That's been my very eventful weekend, and then I spent today.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
I'm feeling better too. I went and had my own personal production meeting at the local brewery today.
Oh, how'd that go?
I had a little solo production meeting myself.
Did you?
Thanks for asking.
Good to know. Good
Is that
know.
A metaphor?
Yeah.
No.
Well, because now it's almost summer, so I have very little to do early on in the week. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I have nothing to do, and the kids are still in school.
Uh-huh.
So I, you know, did some honeydews yesterday, and then today I was just sick and tired of looking at my house about 4 o'clock, and I was like, I'm going to go have a beer.
Nice.
I'm going to go sit down at the bar.
Atta girl.
That's what I did. I took the laptop, and I
Well, next Tuesday, let's do a real things. Production meeting together.
Well, next now Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Oh, I can't do it next Tuesday. I got to do every other.
Oh, okay. So
kids next Tuesday.
Yeah. You'll be here, though.
The schedule's coming. Well, I'll be here, but I won't have time to production meeting.
Because next week is
it's a big deal.
Whatever. It's a 200th show.
That's
I mean,
true.
If you want to be here, show
I
up.
I think it's a big deal.
I don't mean that publicly. I just mean the four of us. I don't mean if you want to randomly just fly into town or stop by, I'm saying no.
Yeah.
Please don't.
We don't
it's
have
a very special day.
What is it?
We don't have the room.
We don't have the counter space.
Don't have the counter space. Thank you. Don't have the counter space.
I know what I'm needed for a Steel Magnolias quote.
Atta girl.
Oh, heavens. Well, good. So that's your deal.
That's my whole week. I've
got it. You know, there's also, died. If I'm not mistaken, you'd have to check other router settings, and maybe it is not in that router. There are other settings within the router that you can domains can be blocked. I don't know if you just said that, I missed it. I'm sorry.
No, I can block individual websites. I haven't found that to be a problem so far. Like, so far he's just playing some dumb stupid dragons game and watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. So I've just locked out those early morning hours to kind of,
if you're gonna get up, go do something instructive.
Sure.
Well, it's 5 o'clock in the fucking morning, go back to bed, dumbass.
Oh,
That's how you know you're a mom.
Well,
were you risking him ordering a shark vacuum or Ginsu knives at 5 o'clock? I don't know.
No, we don't watch actual TV. He's just watching Netflix the whole time.
But either way, order it. Don't wake me up. We'll deal with it when the knives arrive.
It's an odd phenomenon, and I don't know if it happened to those of us that were raised on television or if it's new. But this kid, I mean, they're ordinarily really great kids. But this kid, if he's 3 hours or more on technology, is a douche, and nobody likes to be around him. You're like, who are you? And go away. So we kind of have to trim that down.
Oh, because he went down that rabbit hole.
Because he went down that rabbit hole, and now to like extract him out.
Yeah.
Is just terrible. And
I get that with
to.
Reading a lot.
Yeah.
Where once I fall in the hole, then, I mean, you can drop a bomb next to me, and I'm just
that
not
coming
back.
That would be totally back. Fine sure. with me.
Yeah.
Totally fine with me. You go read for 28 hours straight. I don't care.
Sure.
Everything is.
That's a good. I don't know. That's a good thing. Reading.
Parenting.
I like it.
Reading is fundamental. RuPaul taught me that.
Probably doing it all wrong.
I doubt it.
Probably.
I doubt it. There's no handbook, I don't think.
Those who don't read have no advantages over those who can't read.
Oh, jeez.
That's one of my favorite quotes.
Deep thoughts with Alfie.
Doug Wilkie's father, as far as I know, is the only place I've ever heard
of. I've seen that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like that.
I saw it stitched on a pillow one time.
Yeah. I didn't read it, though.
I think on Facebook they say Mark Twain said it. You know,
no, Abraham Lincoln, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Right after he said, beware of things you read on the internet.
Right. Yeah.
Just after.
Just in case.
As he was leaping through the theater program, he uttered those very wise words.
He's like, I need a shot.
And something about gun control. I don't know what something, I don't know.
Something like that. He wanted to drink and bang. Followed through.
So it's my American cousin that we're seeing, and shouldn't read everything. Believe everything you read on the internet. No. Those are his last two sentences.
Nice. Very nice.
Exactly.
Martin, what have you been up to?
I have no idea.
All right.
I have no idea. I was trying to think about that earlier. The whole time? I don't know. I can't fucking remember the week. I don't know.
Did you vote?
I've just been working.
You
I
voted?
Did.
See,
we need you to take start. Notes.
I know.
We have to get visual clues or what's hanging off of her.
That just adds to the fucking week.
All we need to do is a starting point and then just go from there. We just if we anchor and voted, what did you do before you voted?
Worked.
Or just give us today.
Where was just working. That's really all I've been doing. That's
where was that picture taken that someone posted as their favorite? You're laughing.
That is a cute picture because you're genuinely laughing in that shot. Actually, I should find that and share that with the people.
That was a sweet picture. Thank you. Yeah, we were at that was the wedding I went to in Minnesota in May, and the gentleman. I love that you're going to put that up there.
It's currently May.
March. Sorry, the other May. the gentleman
I don't mean to correct you when you're on a roll of something you may or may not have done.
I might have done this. I don't know. It could have been somebody else. But the gentleman that is in the picture with me is Eddie, who will jump in the chat room. Just Me Marn, when he gets the Just Me Marn. That's Eddie. So I've known each other for years. I adore him. That was at the wedding that we were at of one of my real close friends.
Here is the picture
Minnesota.
Marnie's talking about for those of you. Just look at the laugh. She just genuinely, I don't know what the hell you're laughing at.
We were crying. Well, I can tell you, I can tell you damn near exactly what we were laughing at, but I'd have to do it in code in case. Somebody decided to wear that should not have.
Okay.
Just to begin with, a very short dress.
Okay.
A very short dress. And this is someone who's
being a little hard on the beaver, is that what
we were
a little breezy on the beaver.
A little breezy on the beaver.
Peek at the punani over
and,
there.
And well, the way that they had everything set up was the bride and groom were in the middle of this beautiful library. And then seats, there were probably like 12 rows that were facing us. Mm-hmm. And then there were four rows kind of going this way along the back, facing them, whatever, surrounding them. And all of a sudden I looked up and I, you know, leave it to me. I have to, come on.
Direct line of sight.
Whoa. Yeah. And it was someone who decided maybe that leg was falling asleep, so let me just shift and pull the full on Sharon Stone
Sharon
on me.
Sharon Stone on you. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And should not have been sitting with her legs crossed.
And then you just all of a sudden had to look away.
Well, I looked at Eddie and he said, you know, I wish something would happen. I don't remember exactly what he said. And I said, well, I wish that I hadn't just gotten Sharon stoned. And so we were, and then he looked up and he goes, you got to fucking do that to me every time, don't you? So anyway, we were laughing and laughing. It was fantastic. The end.
Well, okay.
It was very fun. That was, when I saw that picture, I went, oh my God, somebody caught us. Oh.
And just happened to catch that moment. Yeah, that's fantastic.
It is. I usually am not a good person for pictures being taken, the whole inaction, but I like to pose, get that cheese, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But anyway, that's about it. Just been working and working and working. And not so fun.
Okay.
Not so fun. So my boring life.
Yeah. But everybody has.
But you weren't about to die.
Your 5 pounds, so
oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah. We wondered where it went.
I wondered where it went.
They're
like,
worshiping the porcelain
I'm right
gods.
Here. I'm right here for you. I'll take that on.
Got it.
Yeah.
You inherited 5 pounds.
Exactly. So, fine, sir. I'm just going to move my beaver over.
Turns out your quote, before you start, turns out your quote has been incorrectly attributed to Mark Twain for years and years.
Fantastic. I was kidding.
No, no, no. It has. Forbes attributed to Mark Twain and some other publication back in the 40s.
But it was really Alexander Hamilton, right?
But it was really Alexander Hamilton. Done. No, it was really first printed in the Southern Workman, a publication out of Virginia, and it's a paraphrase of the State Superintendent of Public Instruction of Virginia, who was an advocate in support of libraries and would provide books for children. He used a rhetorical question that equated individuals who cannot read with those who do not read.
Yeah.
In his interview.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the internet quote.
No. Yeah. No, I'm still in the reading.
We've proven that was not Lincoln.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, it is some crack investigation right here.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. I like it.
Yeah, that's good to know. Because I thought Doug Wilkie's father said it.
I bet he did, but probably not the first guy to say
it. That one time.
He probably read it.
He read it.
Yeah.
Angelica?
So Clatisha, yes, thank you, that her cousin was one of the biggest alcoholics that Alfred University ever produced. I was in the running there for one brief but glorious day in like 1982. I just got trash out of my mind at that. We used to go to theater competitions at Alfred every spring, and it was just an excuse for 15-year-olds to like drink themselves into a Glee episode. It was just ridiculous.
Well.
And,
nicely done.
It was craziness. But a fun school, and that's right near. Now I think they pronounce it Olean, New York. So
I believe that's where she's really from. Yeah,
Erie's like the closest big town. Yeah. Worked, and then
drank on Sunday.
I was
as God intended,
because I realized that my asshole plan of like, oh, I'll sleep on Sunday, and that will make up for not being able to sleep on Tuesday. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Tuesday,
that's just not. Yeah.
You can't save it up.
No.
Right.
No.
And it just leads to like bad behavior. So I was all set to like cash it in and have a restful night on Sunday, and then a cute boy called and asked if I'm going to go to dinner, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll go to dinner, and then drinking, and then met up with Clayton McKee and company.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Oh,
it was Carlos.
Carlos
Montefar, who was with me at the Stacey's hanging out.
So lovely boys and liquor, and then I had to work yesterday, even though I had a shit ton of stuff scheduled for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it was rough, so I just got up at noon today, and I was like, well, fuck it, that's all the sleep we're getting. Like, we're not making that up. And
power through.
Now, if you'll permit, I'd like to share a little bit of your some home maintenance stuff. Because I think it's a public service to people who don't know. And I don't have it written down here. I just thought of it. I just realized it. Because last Wednesday, we did the show. Wednesday, I came to your house with a ladder to replace a light, a cap on the roof thing. And then...
Oh, yeah. I never did fix that
problem. Two things. He's like, I can't figure out how to get the smoke detector to stay where, you know, on the mounting bracket on the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Well, because it was broken. So he'd been trying it forever in futile attempts to get it to fix.
Well, thank God
work.
You figured that out.
And I thought it was just stupid. Well, he's taller than I am, so we can actually see it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you're just like...
And then...
I'm like, I don't fucking know.
And then the other one, he has a CO2... Is right, a CO2? Carbon monoxide detector.
CO
in his laundry room, which is the worst place really to have it, because by the time he gets, he'll already be dead. But
because of where it's located, right.
It should be near where people are.
Yeah.
And near where you sleep, and it shouldn't be on the ceiling, because by the time the carbon monoxide makes it to the ceiling,
it's over. Lights out.
Miles from my bed, not miles.
Oh, because monoxide is heavy, so it builds from the floor.
So I have one by my room.
Yeah.
But it should be down by your head.
It should be lower, right.
It should be lower.
So he's like, I can't figure out what the fuck's wrong with this thing. And I couldn't either, because we replaced batteries, we did this, we reset buttons, and then all of a sudden, Al puts on his glasses, and he reads the instructions.
That's number three. I've had my glasses on several times.
But the reading is the key right there, my friend.
Well, you know what I say, if you can't get there in the second sentence, don't fucking bother me.
You know what's actually really funny is I spend a fair amount of time telling people that if it's longer than a tweet, nobody's going to read it.
Yeah. Right. So it turns out sentence number three says, after 7 years, this machine will no longer function.
It will beep incessantly.
It will just beep incessantly until you buy a new one. I have bought batteries. I have recharged batteries. I have brought this places and asked people, like, do I just not know how to put three batteries in?
Right?
Because it seems pretty clear which way these batteries face.
We both were standing in these kitchens.
You just
got
to follow
minutes.
The fucking stick figure as to, like, the head points this way, the tail points that way, motherfucker.
Show me on the alarm where we hurt
three
you.
Says, Fuck you.
It was so funny.
And I'm hitting reset. Right. And I'm waiting for this light to turn green.
We even walked out in the backyard. He's like, is there CO2 in the house right now?
Right. So and then maybe it's alarming because I'm dying because I'm slowly just breathing in carbon monoxide. And this thing's like, it's been 3 months. Get out of the house.
Oh, it was so funny that he read that. We both had this realization. Of fucking throw it over here. Doesn't matter.
I was like, well, that's like a lot of time in my life I cannot get back.
I'm sorry for that. Sorry about that.
But I told him like 2 weeks ago, I'm like, you have got to, and I almost brought it to the show the one day to be like, someone put these so fucking batteries in. So I could just sit here and beep. But the fact that I bought new batteries twice for it.
I did.
It's very special.
I do enjoy
it. I voted today and I had a delightful teeth cleaning. And
oh!
You sit through a teeth cleaning for like 5 seconds with a hot dentist. I don't get it. He's so beautiful, though.
Oh.
And he comes in and he smiles and he touched me.
Who's your dentist?
I mean, Dr. Peoples.
Nice.
P-E-P-L-E-S, like Nia?
Yeah. Like people. People.
People who need dental work. Are the luckiest people.
And his first name is something funny like Sheldon, but it's not Sheldon because that's from When Harry Met Sally. But it's Spencer. His name's Spencer.
Spencer Peoples?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Cute as a fucking button.
Can we get him on the show?
And surprisingly, gorgeous teeth.
I'm going to look him up right now on his Facebook.
Yep. Oh my God, is that... Oh, that's him. Wait, where is it? On Missouri?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hang on. We're going to show how cute he is. He's a cutie.
Oh, he's so adorable.
Wait, how are we spelling Peoples again?
P-E-P, like Nia.
Like the word. Like the peoples of Argentina.
Oh, this unfortunately, this isn't the clearest.
Use that in a sentence. Spell the word people.
This isn't...
You don't have to be an asshole about it.
I kind of do.
Doesn't have to be, but he is. This is not the best clear picture, but that's... he's a
look at those fucking teeth, he's, though.
Look, Kat, we got him up here.
He comes at you with those teeth.
Okay, I got
teeth.
His Facebook right here. I'm going to add him.
You're going to add
him? And he...
What? That's funny. Are you looking for a new dental plan?
It doesn't tell me whether or not I have mutual friends. Well,
and it's weird. I don't know how they bill people, but they don't even ask for my insurance card anymore. And they just charge me $1 every couple of months.
Well, because you've got stellar insurance at the restaurant.
No, I really don't have stellar insurance, so I can't figure out.
It says
out.
He lives in Scottsdale. There's a good chance that I have mutual friends with him.
Oh, boozy moms?
Well, duh.
Sure.
I just sent a friend request.
People who drink with people.
Doctors name people.
Yeah. So then I watched Hillary squeak out a win in Kentucky.
Yeah, that was surprising.
The temper tantrum that is the Bernie Sanders campaign.
That was surprising
continues.
Everybody earlier on the MSNBCs. And I laughed earlier because we've had so many of these fucking, air quotes, Super Tuesdays. They've just, fuck it.
I let said that Rachel do it. Four.
No. Rachel just did it solo. Brian Williams wasn't there. She had a couple different people on her own set. Like, we're not even fucking with this anymore.
Well, it's not that super anymore. It's
no,
like
it's
two
not.
Now.
Yeah.
No,
it's not at all.
And it's pretty much decided.
Right.
I mean, you know, but the evil, awful super delegates that are the end of democracy, all of a sudden Bernie needs them. And they're the greatest thing that ever happened.
They're part of democracy, but never mind.
And bad behavior in Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
That luckily the news, because the news channels have pretty much been stroking off Bernie Sanders for 6 months, and they finally took him to task today.
Like calm down. And then
they're making death threats. Like Bernie's
right. And then,
like actual death threats?
To the head of the Democratic Party in Nevada.
Right, like giving their addresses and
they're
all this kind of shit.
Address, like, the Sanders followers are showing their true colors.
The other thing was, apparently, somebody reached out from the DNC, reached out to Bernie, and was like, you need to squelch this and get on this. And he's like, nuh-uh, we're going to let them just do their thing.
They were like, well, of course we don't believe in violence, but we were no one will throw us under. And I'm like, no, you need to say, like, if you're on my team, you don't threaten people and give out their home addresses. Like, that shit's got to stop.
That's
called
that
leadership, dumbass.
Well, there's that.
Right, and if they're... I don't know. To me, it's just a big long temper tantrum now that he's throwing.
Right. Old
I mean,
cranky
granted,
man.
I want him to go through California, go through all 50 states.
Right, absolutely.
No one
go
be
all, the way to the all the way to the convention, let everybody, you know, vote.
I think the
or
Republicans
whatever.
Should still have all 17 people to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
No, the primary system should be shorter so that
Much.
All 50 states get a say.
I just wish it would all happen in one day.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
God, I
over,
wish it would.
Like,
I think
weeks.
A very exciting week.
Right. A week, three
Split
weeks.
Split the difference, 2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe that's fair. Maybe you do it literally. It's a week in a month, and that's we're done.
Like a very exciting week.
Because that gives them time to they
can
fly to state if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I.
Like the month of February, and then we're fucking done.
Right.
Well, in all 50 states and the territories, everybody gets to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I
Back
certainly
it
don't
is
like
super
Californians
exciting.
To
you
not
do
have
all
their
of
chance
your,
to
like...
vote for Bernie, the ones that aren't making death threats.
Right.
And even the ones that are.
Well, and I would make it later. I wouldn't make it February. I would give them time to campaign and cover, you know, cover the, all the campaign stops, and they have to go visit all these places. I get it. Reach out to the people.
So just slam it all into May?
Yeah. I think that's good, May. And then we got, what, we got June, July, August, September.
But be sure that you have clear consent from May, because...
Yeah.
She gets picky.
Exactly. It's a very litigious society. I'm going to need you to write it.
If you're gonna slam it into May, you better make sure that she's on board.
Never caught that in the first round. Missed that altogether.
That was one of like, the sweetest moments on Big Bang Theory this year is when Sheldon and Amy finally did it. And just as they're about to, he's like, I need you to sign this piece of paper. It's a very litigious society. I need to make sure I have your consent. But it was so like true to his character.
That's so funny. I have to wait until that's probably over at this point. CBS is so smart.
Oh, that
number
shows,
one.
They're tight
and
with that show.
Holding on tight with that show. Like, you can't stream that anywhere. You can't find it.
I can loan you some seasons that I own.
I think I'm just going to wait until they cancel it and
But it,
and
you know,
lost
it crashed
just
my
it.
Computer. Because that's what. Because when I was sick, that's what I was trying to watch, and I was like, I am not spending $23 on the next season. So I went through some Japanese site just one big
virus,
whatever the fuck is that called. we throw a kiki, we catch.
Let's have a kiki, right?
Let's have a kiki.
Ziki, we catch Ziki, we throw a kiki.
It's so confusing.
Ezekiel, whatever his name is.
So. From you, why kiki? So yeah, so that's all I got caught up with. I think it was the tonsillitis.
Oh, okay.
That brought me to the Sheldon and all of them. Because I was like, well, I can't go anywhere. And for you, sir, what did you do this week?
I wrote it all down. I got stuff to talk about.
There's a list.
Dear diary.
Well, one of the first things I did, and I thought about this because I'm a little conscious. We talk into these mics all the time. So just today, I washed all the Pop Guards.
I was going to comment. They smell very nice.
It's very downy, spring fresh. So they're all washed.
And a beautiful thing that's saving my life recently, I can't smell stuff for a while. Like, I
have
to be like, turn on your smells. And last night at work, it really did help me because it turns out there was something you did not want to smell.
Oh. Was it last week's show that I talked about the Mother's Day gift I gave my mom, the pool back, and how successful? Well, look at this.
Oh, we have results.
Mom's pool.
Oh.
It's clear.
Is there a
ready.
Before of like a shitty, dirty pool?
I'm not going to show that one.
Oh, okay. Well, because I like before
the contrast. But I don't have it from the same angle. I would have liked it if it was the same, but it's not. But once this vacuum went in, it started, obviously it's moving around, it stirs up all the muck, and then you just couldn't see anything.
Makes it super cloudy for
but
a
couple like
of days,
2 days, 3 days, boom, this had done all the work, and she chucked it, and she. All we're waiting for now is for it to warm up, and she'll be right in there.
I know.
And ready to go.
Seriously, like,
it's time.
The luck
my
of the Irish.
Warm.
We have extended our good fortune way too long.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has it been, it's been 100, like, one day so far, right?
One, maybe two, yeah. I think really only one. I think you're right.
We're at May 17th, that one 100-degree day. Like, yep. We are paying for this in December, kids.
Although it's, you know...
Santa's going to come down in a bikini and a...
I can't even see the bikini, sir. I'm terribly sorry. I can't even see the Speedo. So then, last night was the season 8 finale of Drag Race that I was hosting at Stacey's. I'm wearing a Stacey's
hat
today. Did you win? I did not. I was not even a contender.
Oh, damn it.
Which has been the case in a lot of things of late.
Exactly. I lost in a contest. I wasn't even a... What'd you say? I lost in a pageant. I wasn't even a contestant.
That's exactly. I'm a loser in a pageant I was not even a contestant for. So did that. That was a very fun turnout. And here's the irony of the whole thing. I have been... You know how when you start a project, you do something, and you're like, well... Everybody around you says, oh, we'll get this fixed, we'll get it fixed, we'll get it fixed. And then you're like, well, I know this isn't going to get fixed until like the last fucking minute of the whole thing. Exactly. We had an hour left, and they finally fixed the goddamn audio problem so I could hear the show. And the last hour, we had it at full volume with everything. And I'm like, I suffered for a whole 9 fucking weeks of minimal volume that everybody had to be completely deathly silent for so we could just at least hear it. We'll fix it.
Did you bask in the glory of that hour?
I did. I totally did. I completely did. But it was good. Stacey loved it. Of course, we had a good time. And now he wants me to find something else to show on Mondays so we can continue on doing something.
That's the trouble with that Drag Race phenomenon. Like, then there's this giant void.
Right. Well, they're already
the other 43 weeks out of the year.
They've already started the next round of drag, whatever Drag Race Superstars, where they bring back some of the queens that've already run.
Oh, they're just going all Project Runway with it.
Oh no, they totally will. So, but if you don't know, spoiler alert: Bob the Drag Queen won, and I thought it was going to be between Naomi Smalls and Bob the Drag Queen. Didn't make any difference to me whichever one won. I was going to be happy, and boom, it's done. It's over. So that's in the bag. We're glad that that's. Over.
Mondays are free.
Yes. And then Mom brought this up. You noticed the big gay flag?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I did, absolutely.
I didn't notice it until Di mentioned it. Random, that scared the crap out of me.
Random thing, and I'd completely forgotten about it. Mm-hmm. On Facebook several months ago, it was one of those things where some ad popped up, somebody had shared it, and it's like, click on this, we'll send you a gay flag for free. So I'm like, okay.
Well, shut up.
So literally, I clicked on it. All I had to do was, I think I put in my address or whatever the fuck I put in. And I didn't think another thing about it. And all of a sudden, this package arrives from, I don't know, Malaysia or somewhere. I couldn't read any of the writing. But again, this is months ago.
You can't get Tomo Pop-Tarts, but you can get that. Right.
Well, they were shipping it to here, not me there.
Right.
So this arrived the other day, and I'm like, well, this got to go in the studio somewhere. Yeah. So that's where it wound up at this point. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure where it's going to finally wind it, but for I wasn't mad. I have a free flag.
Yeah,
so we'll figure out something else to do with it.
Good on you.
And it's not like just this tiny little flag.
That was what I was afraid of. Sure. Like no, it's a 3x5 flag. Mm-hmm. So I could even put it outside. Though the funny thing is, neighbors next doors are Mo's. During Pride, they put up their flag, and the guy, he even asked me. He's like, put up a flag. I'm like, never have. It's just never. I've never put up a gay flag on my house.
Sure.
I mean, I'm American first, so that flag stays there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But other than that, I'm like, it never occurred to me.
Sure.
So, whatever. There's that.
No, I get it.
Yeah. So
it looks good there. I like it.
So, flag, drag, I think I'm not... Oh, and I had a massage today. So, that's that.
Very
now,
nice.
Now, here's an interesting thing. I don't know how many of you ever go get massage... I'm talking to legitimate massage people, not...
Happy endings.
Right, no. So, I had
given hand jobs for cash.
I had gone back in
sometimes it's Tuesday. You got
sometimes
an extra $20.
Like nut.
I had gone back in December because I was having a lot of neck and upper back problems. And it's when you've not been in your muscles, and you'll understand this because you do massage or you don't do, you go get them. If you haven't been and those muscles are in a knot, it is holy God painful.
Yeah.
And it was today.
Once to loosen it, loosen up.
Because it was a let's work on Clayton's leg day because I've been having a calf cramps in my calves. Yeah. Oh dear. He worked some shit out of that. He's like, you need to get, he said I needed more electrolytes in my system. He's like, you clearly aren't. If you're having leg cramps, you need to do. So
eat
that's what this is.
And
stick some nickels at the bottom of your
head.
Yeah. There you go.
This is mango Pedialyte, boys and girls. It's lovely.
Jesus Christ, with vodka in it, I hope?
No, not yet. But I asked him.
Crown in there.
Pedialyte.
He needs electrolytes.
Pedialyte and coffee. Oh, and then Pedialyte now has the little packets.
I don't really understand.
I wasn't aware of what it used to have.
I didn't know the difference.
Pedialyte now comes in a little single serving package. You can just dump in a bottle of water, and boom, you got it. Instant Pedialyte.
Can't you just get Gatorade?
Yeah. It's similar, but there's
too much sugar.
A lot of sugar.
No, there's antifreeze in
Okay.
It's actually
I have never encountered a flavor of Gatorade I could willingly swallow. Like that's
orange.
I was so filthy.
Yeah, I'm not a big I'm not
so
a big Gatorade.
So got me through
fan
Friday night. I was like bananas and Gatorade. Here we go.
Cuz I was I one time I was really drunk. It was one time.
One time?
And I
must
was
have been horrible
possibly
for you.
Vomiting in front of Hamburger Mary's and several other lovely establishments in the downtown area.
Oh, maybe.
Good times.
And some friends took me to a 7-Eleven, and I was like, I need water. Like, you need to get me water. Mm-hmm. And this person just doesn't drink water and just assumed that no other human could ever swallow water. So went in and brought, all these different drinks, and I'm like... All I wanted was water.
Right.
He's like, well, you didn't mean water. You just meant you wanted something to drink. I'm like, no, I actually need
water.
You
literally meant water.
And so I drank, I threw up every single thing he brought. That poor guy's car. I still feel bad. Because it was like projectile. It wasn't like polite young girl vomiting. It was
So now Fireball also has
antifreeze
in it.
Sure does.
But we don't bring that up and worry about
that.
I also don't drink Fireball. Yeah, I don't either. But. I know some people that do.
I don't think I've ever had Fireball. Well, is that the one that tastes like cinnamon? Smells like cinnamon?
It feels like
cinnamon?
Awful.
Yeah.
feels like it's a punch in the awful. Throat. Oh God, it's awful.
Jack Fire is awful.
Oh, I haven't had
it's
that.
It's the Jack Daniels yeah. version of the same yeah. thing.
Oh,
but it,
sweet.
But
Jesus.
It, yeah. but it
Why
still,
would you do that to whiskey?
But it tastes like it's Jack a Daniels, and Fireball's it, a hate, yeah. I hate Jack Daniels. Yeah,
Fireball's a whiskey?
Yes, it's a yes. cinnamon whiskey.
What the fuck is wrong with German people?
So that was my favorite part
German
of Brendan Robbins' ceremony.
America.
Reception at the house that Erin kept going up, and there were a couple of family members of Brenda's that were handing her shots of Fireball and telling her it was schnapps.
So oh, no kidding!
She was just putting it back.
Oh yeah, because seven shots of schnapps is going to be
yeah,
fine
exactly.
too. Yeah,
but still, you know.
I think the proof of Fireball is a lot higher than schnapps.
Fuck, a lot.
Oh, it is. But by the time you get to your seven shot, you're still throwing. You're just drinking maple syrup.
Yeah,
with a minty flavor.
Yeah, well, she drank it a couple kicker. Of times, not thinking about it, and then said something about being schnapps, and I just burst out.
Oh,
I thought,
dear.
You poor little delicate flower.
Where's Robin?
Yeah, right. That's so not. That's not what it is.
The other thing I did today, and Kat surprised me. She walked in with her own. I don't know if anybody out there. Well, if you're local, you probably hear about it. Yeah. Red Nose Day.
Yeah.
Which, it actually, here's a little slide that goes along with it. There's Red Nose Day.
I have a bunch of these.
There's ones. That. That's and awesome. Then this is the cast of the NBC's Today Show, all wearing their red noses.
That's
but
right.
I bought four of them, but I didn't know if we could make it through the show with the noses on or how that
Possibly.
Was going to work. Now, Kat already fears that hers is going to fall into her beer.
Yeah, but then I decided to drink
no,
the beer
I
before I got here. Yeah, no. I.
Why?
No, I can't breathe.
It is a little restrictive, isn't it?
It just
yeah.
needs to be on the
Oh,
edge.
But if you do it the other way.
Now, who's giving us money for this?
Nobody's giving anybody money.
Edge.
I bought these at Walgreens today.
We're doing this for free.
It's,
yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a charity thing.
No, it is. It was. These are $1 a piece, and it goes against child poverty.
But the money's already been spent, so we're good.
Oh, yeah,
I'll wear it as a hat.
Which Ooh, I didn't actually think of that.
I thought about like olives on my fingers.
I'll do a...
Ooh, those are big pimentos.
What was in Living Color?
Oh my god, that's funny.
Men on film?
Men on film.
Yeah, you look
Hated
like
it. Hated it.
You'd be Homie the Clown.
Oh. Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
Oh, I like the red accent in your hat and your Thanks. Little voting thing.
We're matching all kinds of strange things.
Look at
today.
You.
Glasses, t-shirts, voting stickers.
I like it.
Hi, all these things.
Red
oh,
noses.
Oh, look at that. That goes perfectly right there.
I like
I wonder
it.
Where mine can go.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's put a red nose on the beaver.
Okay.
Well, I feel like.
Oh, look, it's a helmet.
It looks like a big red afro.
It looks
afro
like a, looks
on
like a penis. Is
I'm
what
afraid
that looks
to look,
like.
But I'm strangely
Actually,
drawn
it
to it.
That's a good call. I'm going to go ahead and remove that. That's a good call. It was a big penis. That's true.
The beaver just changed. It's transgendered now.
Oh, look, mine.
Trans beaver.
Trans beaver.
Mine goes there and it stays in the shot. That's good. We'll stay
that's
there.
That's nice.
It's good work.
Very nice.
Really good.
It's also
good.
A safety thing so Kat doesn't run into it and gouge an eye out.
Oh, because that would be
and
terrible.
And it keeps deer from running in the window, too, and I think that's important.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of problem with deer in the house.
No, so no. the outside comes
I don't
in.
Like a leak in my soup, either.
Oh, that's nice. Look, I can put one right there.
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, I think we've done enough catching up. We're going to come back with headlines right after this. It's Q-Talk America.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
Are you ready for this? It's a 30-second dance break.
Is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Alrighty, kids, here we go. Headlines on a Tuesday night. It is the 17th of May, 2016. This is show 262. Welcome to it. Well, she just up and died.
Rage yoga.
Maps are hard.
He's a vile son of a bitch.
Another bathroom issue.
Florida lesbians.
What did the TSA find in your bag?
This is all about the BBC.
And an Arkansas judge resigns after spanking photos emerge. These and other titillating stories coming at you right now. Hello, Harrison.
Hey, Amina.
Oh, heaven's sakes
Fantastic.
Alive. Well, Sometimes voting for a third-party candidate just isn't a strong enough statement to get your point across. A Virginia woman's obituary says that rather than vote for Republican nominee Donald Trump or Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton for president, she died.
Wow.
There you go.
I feel like that's the wrong answer.
Yeah. But a strong stance.
In her obituary posted here, she says, faced with the prospect of voting for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, Marianne Noland of Richmond chose instead to pass into the eternal love of God on Sunday, May 15th, 2016, at the age of 68.
Oh,
the obituary published Tuesday in the Richmond Times-Dispatch said, Noland's husband of 46 years, Jim Noland, told local news station WWBT that one of the couple's sons wrote the opening line, and it was a tribute to his wife's sense of humor. He added that his wife worked as a wound care nurse, and even after retiring, never stopped caring for others. She died after battling lung cancer, which is unfortunate, of course. As the Washington Post noted in January, plenty of obits this election cycle have made headlines for making political commentary, and a disproportionate number of them seem to be anti-Hillary.
Oh, that eternal love, for the love of God.
That is really a great line. Where did it go? She faced with the prospect of voting for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, Marianne Noland of Richmond chose instead to pass into the eternal love of God.
Marianne,
if you're listening,
she's with us everywhere.
Two things. Yes,
I feel like abstaining is the wrong answer. Mm. In
almost
any
always.
Election,
right?
Sex.
Pick a side.
Elections.
Right.
Abstinence isn't going to get you anywhere.
Abstinence isn't helping you.
Well, pregnant in Alaska. It seems to get you that way a lot.
You need to pick a side here, friend. Number two, I appreciate that your kid thinks that this is funny, but he probably is also going to be like, well, I don't want Hillary or Trump, so I'm not going to vote. I feel like
there is a libertarian candidate.
There will be a third party, yeah.
And I think she's done. She's finished and she's in, I believe. It's a woman that's running. And so far, I like her better than Bernie Sanders. I've seen a couple of interviews. She's been getting some interviews because she's the only person that can be on all 50 states' ballots.
Oh, okay.
Because an independent run right now would take too much money and too much time to get the signatures to get on all 50 states.
There were some cutoffs to a couple of the states.
Yeah. But so if there is a third, there is a third person out there, libertarian candidate. I want to say her name is Lori.
Lori the Libertarian.
Oh, that's nice. I like alliteration.
I like alliteration as well.
That's good.
But I don't remember. But I enjoyed her.
You ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm,
go for it, girl.
I am.
All right.
So, rage yoga makes me so happy.
Rage
because
yoga.
Because yoga itself gives me rage. meditation. Any kind of stuff like that. I've tried this, okay. Right? Where the downward dog, nobody wants my ass that high up in the air, you know. Unless I'm in like a.
How do you know?
I'm just saying. I feel fat.
Can we phone
confident.
A friend on this
no,
and see
no,
what Aaron
no,
thinks
no,
about
no,
it?
No. Well, right. Maybe one friend. But this was something when I saw this. We had a thing at work where they had a person come in for meditation. They were doing this. You know, for the managers and getting us all calm and zen and bullshit.
Okay.
And that did not work.
I think that's part of your attitude problem right there.
I think so as well. I sat there and I'm like, for real? Like, can we? She's like, now everyone please take a seat.
I'd have shot her.
Oh, you have no
And I don't even have a gun.
She's like, now I would like you to pass a raisin around. Please.
What?
Hold the raisin.
Oh, I think you said razor.
No.
We're going to shave together.
No, and then it was, look at the raisin. Take a look at the and I thought, I'm just gonna fucking punch you in the throat is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
She had me like real angry. This was not meditation, but nothing.
So it was frustration.
It was frustration.
Got it.
So I'm not a fan.
Okay.
But then I saw this. Inhale, exhale. It's time for yoga. Okay. Fine. You know yoga is physically, mentally, and
sorry.
I'm not here.
Telephonically interrupted.
Exactly. Yeah. You know yoga as a physically, mentally, and spiritually relaxing activity that makes you strike poses and feel good about yourself. Traditionally, yoga is seen as a meditation ritual that encourages tranquility. But now, thanks to rage yoga, those thoughts have been turned upside down.
Rage yoga.
I do appreciate that. Rage yoga is a new wave of yoga classes defined on their website's homepage as, this sounds like something for all of us right in here, a practice involving stretching, positional exercises, and bad humor, mm-hmm. with the goal of attaining good health and become zen as fuck. Sounds brilliant. I'm on board.
Is that enough?
Listen,
is that
I'm like Lone Star because I'm already there.
I'm on board. Lindsay Marie Isis, Rage's founder, created the classes as a getaway for those who want to say namaste but never felt like they fit into the conventional ways of regular yoga classes. What makes her courses different? It gets better, I swear to God.
Okay.
Located in the basement of a pub, Isis gives each of her students two tickets, both good for a $4 pint of beer. Oh. She also encourages foul language, laughter, and shenanigans.
I'm on board.
And says, if these offend you, Rage Yoga is not for you. I thought, this is our like spirit animal.
Where is she?
I'll have to look that up further.
I'm like, I want
Canada,
to
Canada, Canada.
Oh, shit.
But it's fine.
We could have her stop by, or maybe we could get her to phone in.
Maybe we could. It's not a bad idea. We'll have to get Richard and check it out. What makes so it's just fantastic. Once you get past the alcohol and cursing, the class starts and ends with a calming moment and is based off a certain style of yoga.
I think that's
at a slower pace.
I think I just found a new tagline for this show.
Once you get past the alcohol and cursing.
And the screaming. Well, when you get to that part in yoga where you do the child pose, I call it like muffling the scream in the floor. Put your face in the mat and scream in pain.
Yeah. Before you sign up, you should know that the classes are currently located in Calgary, which is in Alberta, Canada.
Okay.
Don't lose hope, though. Thanks to her Kickstarter campaign that did wildly well, she's receiving funding to start making online classes that will be available in the next few months.
Oh, because that's what you want.
Keep an eye out for, well, it's drinking with all of us right now. Right, like online. I like it.
It's not as funny.
Not even close. So she's received funding, and so the classes will go online. Keep an eye out for updates and announcement that she'll have on this blog of hers that we can put in the chat room if people want. So once those are
RageYoga.com, as you would expect.
I don't know that that's her
blog. I'm on her website.
I don't think that's her blog, though.
There's a link to her blog very top of her website, Okay.
So once those are up and running, you'll be able to do yoga while you say namaste at home.
Oh, that is
funny. I'm actually going to keep an eye on this. I'm actually at a point where if I don't start with about 20 minutes of yoga, I don't move in the morning.
Sure.
Yeah. Like I wake up like Frankenstein and I literally have to methodically kind of stretch it out.
Right.
Well,
my creaks and groans have almost a musical quality now.
in a stroke of irony,
shaboom, go the cannons.
In a stroke of irony.
Good night, Letitia. Thanks for joining us.
In a stroke of irony, if you would not have squelched the Wi-Fi for your 10-year-old, he'd show you how to bounce out of bed and be up and live. But
there you go.
No.
I'll bounce him the fuck out of bed.
That's fantastic.
Is the house on fire? Are you out of fire? Right. Get the fuck out of my face.
Right? That's fantastic. That's good stuff.
Yeah, did you friend request her too? You should get on that.
Oh, I totally should. What is her name again? I'm going to go find her on Facebook.
Her name is...
on the Facebook.
Well, you have it right there, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, you know, in this
we all have his mutual friend Kat. None of us know her.
Do you know Kat?
I am the glue that holds the world together.
Well, you know, in this modern day of technology at our fingertips and the fact you can Google things and find out maps are really hard. Maps are hard to put together. And we'd recommend that USA Today grab some technology because, well, this is where it all started when they did a Colorado marijuana smuggling map and used the state of Wyoming In its recent story about marijuana smuggling in Colorado, the paper got its states mixed up. The piece on the pot traffickers included a map that incorrectly identified Wyoming as Colorado.
Oh, and it's the USA Today, the nation's McPaper.
Quote, but marijuana remains illegal in every state surrounding Colorado, and law enforcement in those neighbors are looking for it, reads the text around the graphic. However, the dark blue state in the image that is supposedly supplying bud to surrounding states is not Colorado.
I
stop the good people of Idaho from walking left and getting some from Oregon and Washington? It's legal in Oregon and Washington, right?
I believe so. Mapmaker Janet.
So when are we going to Oregon and Washington?
Mapmaker Janet Lork was a little higher than she should have been in identifying the location on the state Because Wyoming is above Colorado, that means she's higher, not like stoned. Naturally, social media.
Tomato.
Social media loved this mishap and ran away with it, starting with this one. This one here saying that geography is obviously very hard for the folks at USA Today who have totally mislabeled the map, marijuana smuggling from Wyoming. Then another tweet was from this guy saying that Colorado has been moved to Wyoming's map due to map maker smoking too much Colorado pot. And even the Wyoming,
God, I thought it was in Wyoming.
And even the Wyoming news got on board today, saying the USA Today map blames Wyoming for Colorado's marijuana smuggling problem.
Well, just, you know, if you start in the wrong state.
Oh, yes. I don't know how she
Denver's
did that.
Denver's not here, man.
I can't find it anywhere.
Dude, where's
it?
Dude, where's my car? Everyone
dude, keeps, where's my state?
Everyone keeps saying Omaha or something.
Hey, USA Today, it's me, Denver. Denver's not here, man.
Are you hungry?
I got fries and burgers.
Good.
Oh,
mix them with French fries so they taste like something.
Marn, go ahead, babe.
Well, this is certainly not as fun story, but the idea that America's most vile man.
No.
And I'm not talking even about the Donald. I'm talking about George Zimmerman. I really wanted to save this for bullshit, but there were too many other things kind of for bullshit.
Okay.
But the fact that he could go on.
I can't imagine why meditation's not working out for you.
Not even a little bit.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm searching and I'm searching.
I try and I try.
It's like when I go looking for quiet places.
Can't find them.
As long as you're there.
There's Alberta's going, won't anybody stop talking?
Why isn't this the quiet place it was supposed to be? What changed once I got here?
God,
she's so angry.
And why is no one like my bell?
Put your thing on that. On the right here.
John Oliver went flying in his yarmulke right there,
the wing nut on the top of the microphone.
Yeah, I have a wing nut?
Yeah, look at that. There you go. I love the shot with all the, look at our little noses all over the, it's like Rudolph is everywhere.
I know.
All right.
Well, so did you guys hear about the initial auction?
Yes.
And how people were creating fake accounts so that, and it was up to some obscene amount of money.
So that no one would buy it.
Okay. And so he has a second auction.
Okay.
And it basically, no one has bid on it. He's starting it out. It's the gun. For those of you that aren't familiar with this, George Zimmerman is an awful man who killed a young man named Trayvon Martin.
Over Skittles.
And iced tea.
Yeah. Because he had a black hoodie on.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, dangerous. The gun is now up that killed him. He was found to be not guilty. For killing him, it had been up to millions of dollars in the first auction.
Didn't want to be in his house when he thought he was going to get millions of dollars for it.
Wouldn't that have been great?
Didn't want to sit there and say, like, ooh, I'm
because he's
millions.
So awful. Well, it's now he's trying to find a new site to sell the gun, and he's starting it out for $5,000, and there has been no bids, which I'm happy about.
Right.
I mean, it.
Because it's got it. Like what?
In it the, startles like, me that someone
he did hide the bells.
I did.
You're a dirty fucker.
I know. I was looking for.
We've only got.
I'll get you, my pretty.
You know,
we'll find them.
Those yes,
that only
Aaron.
Took an hour to find out. That's a good job.
Hey, Nat.
I have
way. Aaron is so caring that he actually set a reminder for like Wednesday or Thursday in the middle of the day. Text me, go hide the bells, and I did.
I can hear the bells. That's funny. We should talk about Veep. Let's talk about Veep now, just for Aaron. But you know the fact
spiteful
that
I'll do it.
Yoga's working out well.
Don't think
this
I'm
is
not
really
relaxed.
This is really fucking with my chi over here, guys.
All I feel is Zen coming off you.
Hey,
it smells like Zen. Yeah,
I exude the Zen.
This smells like middle-aged spirit.
You're getting bitter all over my chupacabra over here.
Hey.
Your chupacabra.
I don't know what they call that chupacabra.
Hey, nice chupacabra. Thanks. Just had it stuffed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But the fact that people aren't bidding on it, and the people that did legitimately bid, a number of them that were like, nope, we'll pay. And as it kept going up, and they didn't realize that it was fake names.
Okay.
They were going to buy it so that it could just be
out of the public.
Out of the public, right. Just done.
Melt it down, and, be done with it.
So that no one could make any further money off of it and whatnot. But to imagine being that family, Trayvon Martin's obviously Trayvon Martin's family. It just astounds me that we're able to do those kind of things, and that this person it would be able to go on. And when I heard millions, I'm not going to lie, I went, oh my God.
Yeah, who?
I really thought that.
What crazy fucker is out there?
Ted Nugent's at it again. You know, so it was astounding.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway,
it was sickening, and I'm kidding, Aaron. And I hope that I did.
I'm not.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, now the way that it went with a local story that was here in Phoenix that made a lot of national news, Jodi Arias, who was convicted and is currently serving her, I'm assuming, never-ending life sentence. There was a stipend put in it was put in place.
Stipulation.
Thank you. That she couldn't profit off of anything to do with the case.
Right. Almost all convicted criminals can't make a profit, but he got convicted.
Fuck.
Right. Because
I totally forgot about that.
Because as long as he is obeying the letter of the law, his personal firearm sale will be permitted on this network we should avoid. Well, not like any of us are going to be on gunbroker.com, but if we were...
Not today, Berta.
not today, Berta.
But it is something that because he was found not guilty, he's any of us being able to do that.
And he's been, arrested and... taken in for every single fucking dirty
and violence thing. And guns.
Violence and guns.
Yeah, there was other things after the fact of the whole trial. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, he certainly has. His acquittal was in 2013, and it sparked civil rights protests. The courtroom controversy on social media after bragging about the killing, there was a ton of controversy with that because he did. I mean, he's been.
Oh, and you know, I was at my niece's graduation. My cousin was like,
"Oh, that's right."
Well, you know, he was stoned. Trayvon Martin.
That's his fault.
Yeah. I was like, and now we shoot people for being stoned? And he's like, well, people get violent. I'm like, everybody at this party except for my sister Debbie has been high before. I'm assuming. I mean, Debbie, I knew she hasn't, but the rest, yes.
You see a lot of violence in that family?
Yeah, no. I'm like, no.
A lot of snacking and laughs.
Haven't walked past a plate of macaroni and cheese in 50 years.
And you know what? I do want to stick up for this site, though, as silly as that might sound. But gunbroker.com, I am stepping back from that. My apologies. I read that too fast. The auction site gunbroker.com took down the listing, citing they didn't want to have anything to do with it. My bad. He's now selling the gun on unitedgungroup.com. So that's the one to avoid.
I would still think that it's a... Fuck them for even helping to facilitate this.
Right. Well, they didn't realize it. You know, it's just a thing. And there's...
You have a screen name. Website, you're selling a gun. Nobody knows what it is.
And then when they realized what it was, they kind of went, whoa, no. Hell no. We're not going to be a part of that.
We don't want to get in that, that soup.
We don't want that shit show. So,
not doing that.
Yeah. Anyway, but good. So that is now no one's showing any interest.
Well, as it should be. I think so.
I agree.
For those of you still listening, you're probably not showing any interest either, but we're going to continue on. We have 2 more hours of fun-filled entertainment.
Lucky you.
Coming at you, whether you like it or not. Oh, this little crossover coming right back. Al Perkins is going to give us our drinking word, and I can't even imagine what it will be. But we'll find out. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more headlines and a whole bunch more coming up right after this.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back. It's the beginning of Hour 2 on this, our Tuesday night gathering. It's The Show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Marnie Ryer, Kat Carlson, and Al Perkins. I don't know why I said that out of order, but I did. Who fucking knows? I don't really care. Anywho.
I was very confused.
I was too
don't
for a second.
Don't do it again.
My mouth over was growing faster than my brain, which is most often the case.
My life.
I think it's yoga. It's fucking me up. I think it's really what it is. Just a guess. Anyway, what we're going to do now is do our drinking disclaimer so Al can give us our drinking word, and it goes something like this.
Namaste.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Well, our drinking word has to be namaste.
Namaste.
Which I'm assuming is Chinese for fuck you.
Nope, it's Marty for fuck you.
Seems legit to me.
Exactly. If I'm using it in context...
I really namaste. Do like that application of namaste.
Good. Namaste yeah. is our drinking word.
Yeah, I like
all
it.
Right. Oh, as we continue on, it's me, right?
Yep,
you got it. Well, I think we got a guy here that may have overreacted, and I'm going to tell you the story, and you all make your own decision. A Connecticut man is behind bars after being accused of shooting up his neighbor's bathroom because the person using it was just taking too damn long, according to NBCConnecticut.com.
Judge's rule? I'll allow it.
Sean Cummings, 22 years old, was arrested early Sunday morning after Vernon police got a call about a highly intoxicated man at a local apartment complex. Cut to picture of 22-year-old Sean Cummings. Responding officers said Cummings was outside and highly intoxicated, but was taken into custody without a struggle. According to the Hartford Courant, probably because he just fell down, is going to be a guess. Police said Cummings went over to his neighbor's apartment to hang out around 2 a.m. Always a good idea in an apartment complex. At some point, he became upset because someone wouldn't get the hell out of the bathroom, according to Fox61.com.
Shitter's full.
Shitter's full. Cummins allegedly...
Hey, Clark.
Kate Clark. Beauty Clark. So Cummins apparently... God.
That's the best use of that word ever. Shitter's full. Namaste.
Namaste. Cummins allegedly showed his displeasure by taking out a 9mm handgun out and firing one shot into the closed bathroom door. The bullet barely missed the person inside on the shitter, police said. I added that. The occupants of the apartment then yelled at him to leave. Cummins went outside and shot another round into the outside wall of the apartment complex, according to Pat, Connecticut, whatever the fuck that is. No one was injured in the incident, according to the news release. Police said Cummings had a valid Connecticut pistol permit and that his gun was registered. Officer seized the handgun as evidence as well as his pistol permit. Cummins' apartment was searched after detectives got a search warrant. They ended up seizing a .45 and a 12-gauge shotgun. Oh, God. Cummins has been charged with a variety of crimes, including unlawful discharge of a firearm, first-degree reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct.
Oh, Cummins I was hoping it was there.
Cummins was being held. He's being held on a $20,000 cash bond and is due for arraignment in court next Monday.
Namaste.
Wow, namaste.
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 Well, if the shooter wasn't full before the gun went off.
Yeah. Now it's just going down my pants.
Yeah. It's just running down my leg.
It sure was afterwards.
I couldn't go before, but all of a sudden.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Chick-a-pow.
Chick-a-pow. Boom.
Now my boom.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Florida teens.
Oh, Florida.
I love Florida. For the story, I'm not upset with Florida on this one.
Mm.
Lesbian teens make history by becoming the first same-sex couple to be crowned prom king and queen at the Florida high school.
Oh, prom royalty.
Prom royalty, yes. Yeah.
Let's make it even more annoying.
Bree Grimes, 17, and Lindsay Creel, 18, were named prom king and queen. It's in Tallahassee, Florida, and they are the first same-sex winners. I just thought that was kind of neat.
That's sweet.
They praised the school for creating a gay-straight alliance, which is a really big deal in schools. Such a big deal in schools. I really want this to move down, but it's not. So that's why I'm, like, just waiting.
That's
patiently.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know what it is about this room, Clayton, but my computer does not
at the high school level, a gay-straight alliance can be really impactful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, kids are still impressionable enough and like, still figuring stuff out. A gay-straight alliance can really kind of bridge that gap between...
And offering anybody a safe place to go. And
yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, we called it drama club, but I'm sure they...
We called it the West parking lot with weed, but...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whatever gets you through high school, because high school is a tough time.
It turns out I belong to several, then.
You know, and they've started...
If the weed people in the parking lot were a gay-straight alliance, then fuck yeah.
The weed people didn't give a shit
three
what you
clubs.
Did.
I should have been in that. I should have been in that yearbook more times.
Well, and they've started...
Those fake Dungeon and Dragon fuckers.
The parking lot weed club didn't have a page in the yearbook, though.
Oh.
It's a shame, really.
They should have.
Opportunity missed.
Killer hacky sack games going on.
Namaste.
We were totally hacky sack kids and coffee shop kids.
Namaste, namastama,
mahusa. I don't even really know what hacky sack.
It's this little tiny beanbag about as big as
it's
your
like,
orange.
It's like
that you just, and then they just like kick it,
you just kick it in each other all the time.
Yeah,
and you
yeah
can't
that's
let
when
it
you know
the
drugs
ground.
Are bad. When you start doing that, you've turned a corner.
So now
you're in cough syrup land.
I just put a link into
the $5 bill.
The show, the show page,
the Facebook
on Facebook, so that if you want to try to put that up,
now I got to open Facebooks.
Sorry. The two of them have been together for 3 years. So I think that was the other part of the story that I really enjoyed, was that it wasn't a short-term kind of thing.
Don't they have sunshine in Florida?
They have sunshine on their shoulder?
Nope.
Wait till you see the picture.
Nama pasty.
Maybe. I
don't know where
isn't
you
that
sent
one of the
it.
Sunshine States?
It
it's on
the
it's on the News
show.
And Stuff show page.
Oh, that page.
Yeah,
that
I couldn't send it otherwise. Sorry.
Got it. I got to find that page.
Anyway, I just thought it was great. And with those the gay-straight alliance stuff, it's starting actually in junior high now.
That's good.
And especially years ago, like when I would have been in junior high, I would have thought that's absurd. Like it would not have made sense. But now with kids, you know, like Aaron having kids coming in pregnant.
Sure.
They're knowing. And involved.
Right.
There's a lot more world awareness in general of kids, and that starts earlier and earlier as they get up at 5 a.m.
fucking cuter.
I know.
Jesus
I think they're
Lord.
Adorable. I think they're absolutely adorable.
And I would have voted for them for whatever they were running for.
But it's something that now that it's going back to sixth grade might be a little early of a start, but sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade for sure. They've really
it's sixth grade. You just call it an origami class and just let the chips fall where they may. Namaste. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, see what happens with it. It's a good call.
If your swan gets turned on by the other swan, then you know it's time to join the Gay Straight Alliance next year.
Next year.
Listen. I like it. Anyway, a simple sport developed. What? The 70s. I don't know what that was happening.
Carry on.
What?
Oh, they're
I was
talking
trying
about
to
they're.
Figure out.
They're talking about hacky sack. What's it called?
Oh, hacky sack.
Oh, the hacky sack. Oh, okay.
Here's a picture of the cute couple we were just talking about.
So nice.
Yep.
They're just adorable.
Yep. Yeah. And just the fact that it was such a just such a wonderful, welcoming story of that leading to it's not a big deal and this shouldn't be a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I think was the fantastic part of it. When I read it, and the kids,
and though the blonde's in heels, she's still a tall girl.
She is a tall girl.
And I would like to comment. I mean, just
the
apropos of nothing. How much I well that, but how much I enjoy
I enjoy the
king's earrings. Those are just delightful.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I think those things frighten the shit out of me.
Coming up, a new segment from Al Perkins called Fashion.
No, absolutely, like not at all. But those are the first ones I've ever seen that were kind of attractive.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, Those just scare the shit out of me.
Oh, I do too.
That's because I have stubbed big, giant my holes toe
near your ear for the rest of your life.
And I stubbed my toe and I have to have it amputated. So, I mean, I'm kind of a pansy.
She's down to six toes.
Zen has a pansy.
All right.
That's all. Now I'm a fucking stay.
I feel like we got lost.
We did on like 17 different things, but some of them are delightful.
But it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it is a story from Florida and no one got arrested. So that's the bonus. It's
no
just
criminal
mischief.
I don't believe it's Florida.
I don't think it's real.
I don't believe it's Florida.
Liars!
No
liars.
Criminal mischief.
Tallahassee. Don't know what the hell that's about. Anyway, please, sir.
All right. Well, in our final headline story, but we have so much to talk about.
Really?
We're
on our final headline?
I was going to say that was very fast. I don't know what we're going to do.
Because you all didn't interrupt us all this week. Well, we don't know if it's
Wait, can I interrupt?
Yes. Yeah, is there still time?
Two things.
We don't know if officials can deliver on promises to make airport security lines move faster, but this prank at least showed them how to spice it up a little bit. Some pranksters packed a dildo into their unsuspecting friend's carry-on luggage at Ohio's Akron-Canton Airport recently and watched the fun when a TSA agent pulled it out of the bag in the security line. In a YouTube video posted May 11th, radio personality Will Burge wrote, quote, "My buddy was headed to his bachelor party in New Orleans. It was his first time flying, and the thing he was most worried about was airport security." Thankfully, the TSA agent had a sense of humor. As for the duped passenger, hopefully he will remember to place the dildo in its full, upright, and locked position. Well, I take that back. I have another story. I thought that was my last story.
No, that's okay. Continue. That's okay. That reminds me of Bridesmaids.
It's actually really funny because I always thought that was kind of an urban legend.
Oh, actually, if you Google, there's actually a YouTube video where they're shooting footage of the TSA agent actually taking it out of the bag.
And I didn't think TSA would let you actually shoot video of them.
Well, I'm not.
Somebody didn't tackle you.
I mean, it could have been looking like they were just texting, you know.
Oh, no, they both. And just the chat room is talking about the teeth situation. Both had lovely teeth in the pictures that I was looking at. Mm-hmm. Yes. Both fine, healthy teeth.
So maybe yours isn't right, and you're right, and it's not Florida.
Yeah.
But is that it?
Moral of the story is.
Oh, there's a moral?
The old dildo in the luggage trick works.
The old dildo in the luggage trick.
It's good to know.
So we were on our way to Vegas, oddly, to see Barry Manilow, who was lovely. And
looks like we made
Miss,
it.
Miss Joan Green.
We did.
Miss Joan Green went and was with her partner. And they
had a dildo in the luggage.
They had a dildo in
so they get stopped.
I got a dildo in the luggage.
We're going
dildo
through it. We're like, luggage. I'm thinking, what the fuck is that sound? Because we all like,
what is that sound?
What is that sound? It was on.
Somebody's teeth getting chipped?
it was on in the carry-on. I was laughing so
hard. And there
was
a group namaste.
So we didn't think anything of it. Mom and I were like, what the fuck? But, okay.
Portions of the trip sponsored by EverReady?
Yeah.
We get to the hotel, and the two of them are laughing so hard, and I couldn't figure out what was... Apparently, it had been on, like, basically the whole time.
Oh.
And we took separate cabs, so when they got in their cab, they're like, what is that?
Oh, God.
My dick in a box.
Namaste! But that was fantastic.
Somebody was planning to enjoying Barry Manilow more than the rest of you.
Apparently.
Looks like we made it!
I'm almost there!
Smile,
I'm trying to get the feeling again.
Yeah, I'm trying.
For people that don't travel very often, you don't always want to waste that hotel room.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to waste someone else's
sheets.
They're
not my sheets.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I asked for two queen beds.
Yes.
Yeah. You not do just, the math.
Yeah. I just asked for two
so
queens.
So tomorrow we can sully that bed.
One for fucking, one for sleeping.
Right?
It's legit.
I like that.
Especially if you use a scented lube, then you got to get away from that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, be afraid.
TMI. Well, I think now we've reached what is the last story.
Too much namaste.
TMN.
That's too much namaste.
An Arkansas judge resigned this week after investigators found thousands of explicit photos on his computer of men who had come through his courtroom.
Oh.
In 2015, Joe Bachman, a part-time district court judge in Cross County,
Judges?
Was accused of I have a screenshot for this one. We're going to use that one.
Tom of Finland. God bless you.
This judge in Cross County was accused of reducing the sentence of a woman related to a man he had a long-term sexual relationship with. After a year-long investigation by the state's Judicial Discipline and Disability Commission, though over reports of favoritism emerged for employees of his family members for a man he was allegedly sleeping with, and for young white male defendants in general, this was true. The commission found, however, that Bachman patronizes, yells, and screams at female minority defendants, calling several of them stupid in court. At first, he denied the allegations, but when some 4,500 images...
Oh, my...
4,500 images were discovered on his computer depicting, quote, naked young men bending over after an apparent paddling at his house, Bachman agreed to resign. In a letter from the commission, he is warned not to dispose of the paddle. And I don't know why that's important.
Yeah, why that's important.
But it is. Over the course of 30 years, Bachman also allegedly prescribed illegal sentences, including picking up trash at his home, and coerced men into masturbating on camera in return for forgiving fines or paying legal fees. One man told the commission that Bachman drove him to the courthouse, took him into the courtroom, and told him to strip naked. He then reportedly handcuffed the man and took pictures of him in various positions on the bench.
Well, that was his first modeling job.
He's a criminal.
Everybody starts somewhere.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Namaste. You gotta...
That's right.
A commission member said he's a criminal predator who used his judicial power to feed his corrupt desires. Every minute he served as a judge was an insult to the Arkansas judiciary.
Oh, Arkansas. Beautiful.
His resignation, which also included a promise never to work in the public sector again, will result in the closing of the investigation. However, it is unclear if any of the casemen Bachman presided over will be reopened and revisited.
I mean, we need to retry like 100 people.
Diagram.
Now, what do we got?
Man, woman. Lots.
What is that? Okay. What is that? The taint?
It's a picture of a man bent over.
Yeah, it is the taint.
Thank you. I'd like to have a screenshot of that.
It's attached to the man who was judging the woman's case, who was known to the man, so she got the leniency.
I gotcha.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Can you screenshot that and send it to me through Facebook Messenger, please? Just to me, because I want people... We got to explain this to people.
Oh, God, I would send mail to everybody if Tom of Finland had commemorative postage stamps. I would have pen pals everywhere.
Oh,
next
yeah.
door. Whoa. Tom of Finland, hot cartoons. How's that possible?
There's a guy here in town that always calls... He's nicknamed me Tom of Finland for years. He calls me that. Okay. I don't even know if he knows my real name.
Okay.
Every time he sees me, hi, Tom of Finland. I'm like, all right.
Just cause.
Don't know. I don't think I represent what they're selling, but hey, whatever. As long as you know who I am, honey.
Yeah.
So, just
do
very...
Do you know who I am?
Just quickly, until you get that up.
All right.
No pun intended.
In the full and upright locked position.
Yeah. Upright locked position. Namaste. Mm-hmm. Stay being the operative word. What do you guys think about the Obama coming out for the transgender bathrooms and saying this is going to happen?
It's the I have no more fucks to give.
Right. Yeah.
I love
totally.
President Zero Fucks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was one of the...
I think it kind of forces everyone into a court case.
Mm-hmm.
And I a little bit think we're turning at-risk children into pawns.
Okay. Okay. I actually was wondering what you...
Yeah, like, I think that's what this has come down... It's a pissing contest now. Like, if you saw the interview with... Yeah.
With the bathroom.
See, I didn't think about that. You know I don't willingly pun.
I know you don't.
I don't willingly
they
pun.
Have, though,
they
though. You do so well.
There is an interview with the North Carolina governor who was saying that this was the fault of the left. If Charlotte hadn't passed the law forcing this issue, then the right wouldn't have had to have, like, you know, gone to Jesus. That they would have never discriminated against anybody if the left hadn't have, like, given people rights that they had to immediately take away because of, you know, Jesus.
Right. Because Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. When you hear about a child being accepted and, like, peeing in peace, you just think, oh, my God, where's my Bible?
Right. That's what I always
think. That's what I think.
So it really was a strange thing. And now this Obama thing, like, you can just see them digging in their heels. Right. Like, you know, fucktard Alabama, namaste, Roy Moore, and his new butt boy with a paddle. This is who's leading Alabama. You have Roy Moore, who can't, you know what I mean, who got thrown off
who
a gift for the second time.
Who explicitly said, do not issue marriage
licenses.
I don't give a fuck what the Supreme Court said. Do not.
And so here's this guy worrying about what's going on with like, harming children and being a predator. And a conservative judge, who I'm sure, you know, in Alabama, is beating boys and making them pose for porn to get them off while yelling at women. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Here's the guy you got to worry about. He's over here, sir.
Yeah.
But they're gonna.
That's what they call a predator.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have the link. They have the links up there.
Oh. So, I mean, it really does kind of disgust me that this, but the, and the point to what I was saying was that the argument is turning the kids into the pawns in this. And now there's these kids being taunted in schools right. because their parents are saying they're evil. So, like, not only the kids trying to use the right bathroom, but now they're just being mocked for another reason.
Right.
Like, there's just no love of children in sure. any of these stories. Sure.
So for those of you who are following along on the headline story about the judge who was caught paddling and stripping down people, blah,
photos,
blah.
Had photos of it.
Kat Carlson was tasked with drawing a flow chart for this to help Al understand it. And what we're going to show you now is said flow chart.
She was America's court illustrator.
Right. Yeah. Kat Carlson. So Kat, can you walk us through your image that you drew here?
I feel like it walks itself.
Yeah. I feel like it looks like a dog.
Not seen a lot of dogs, huh?
Well, I feel like you've got some ugly dogs.
Well,
from a certain angle, that is. I get that. But
yeah, that, you know.
Oh. Yo. Anyway.
Oh.
That's exactly luckily, what I was going for.
Luckily, that was not itself. On camera. Namaste. Viewers, you're welcome.
Okay, so you start with the judge, and then there's a man.
Well, there's a bit of a love triangle.
Oh, I see.
Because the woman was on trial, but she was
offered
leniency okay. in exchange for, I don't know, blowjobs from this guy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Whatever it was, pictures, blowjobs, who fucking knows?
And then
this was his first modeling job in that right. position.
So the square thing with the dog in it, if
you
will.
It's a Polaroid.
It's a
for the children watching, that's a puppy.
Lots of...
viewed from behind. As viewed from Cleveland.
It's the south end of a northbound dog. So then the lots means that there's a lot.
And his name is Namaste.
Oh.
And it accumulates into no more job for, right. for judges.
It's a simple flow chart.
South view of a northbound dog. That's fantastic.
All right.
Big fan
of the pooper, Bob. Up the pooper.
At the butt bob.
Up the butt bob.
Oh, God.
Shitter small.
Namaste. I'm going to have to go make myself another cup of coffee, but before I do, I think we should get into this little thing, and it's called Entertainment with Al Perkins.
Entertainment! Imagine my surprise.
Don't choke.
Well, the TV stations, the networks have released their upfront, so we know everything that's been canceled or renewed except for the one show I care about. I have some thoughts on different things, which I'll find here.
That's weird.
We like thoughts.
Broadway shows. I'll get there in a minute. Stuff is coming back. Stuff's not coming on.
Celine Dion, it's all coming back to us.
And then we like have an update about Larry Dion. Wilmore on CNN and his no longer friendship
or
with those
not, people. Not on CNN.
No longer invited.
Yes.
So we'll start on this. Now,
hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. You may remember that Larry Wilmore did a... will you bring my bottle of wine back?
Sure.
Under your arm? Did his little thing on his little thing on the Nerd Prom Correspondence Dinner, and it was rough. It was very rough, and it was particularly rough on CNN, and didn't go over well in the room due to how personal the attacks were. It was a little much. Parts of it were actually funny. It died in the room, but a couple parts of it made me laugh at home.
I didn't think the guy was funny at all.
Oh, but the thing about Wolf Britzer standing next to that countdown
that was
clock,
funny. That
that's
was
the,
funny.
The yeah. viewers leaving yeah. was funny.
That was funny.
And even though I enjoy Don Lemon, I do enjoy that people just mock the fuck yeah. out of that man. It's getting... Sure. Sometimes I laugh at it, sometimes I'm hurt for him. Because sometimes I think he does the stories that no one else can touch or will touch. So at CNN, did they punish a comedian for making some jokes? Larry Wilmore properly rocked the nation when he hosted President Barack Obama's final White House Correspondents' Dinner last month, sparking controversy and generating laughs at the expense of many of the journalists in attendance. One target of Wilmore's spirited comments was none other than Don Lemon, renowned CNN, I don't know if renowned is the right word, host of CNN Tonight. Called him an alleged journalist, and what Don Lemon had a sense of humor and gave him the finger back, like, you know, and there's a picture of the tweeted later, Don Lemon tweeted a picture of him, where he comes off as short, and I'm hoping he's not short.
Don Lemon?
Yeah, he's coming across as, like, way shorter than...
He does look real, yeah.
That's kind of upsetting.
Be very sad for you.
Someone at CNN wasn't really feeling Wilmore's jokes. Lemon allegedly personally invited Wilmore to stop by his show the evening of Wednesday, May 4th, to talk about politics and his controversial use of the N-word during the Nerd Prom speech. Mm-hmm. The appearance was reportedly abruptly canceled by an unnamed CNN producer using the excuse of focusing on the Indiana primary, despite the fact that it had ended a full 24 hours before. I don't know. This seems like a bunch of bullshit, because I thought his attack on Wolf Blitzer was way more intense.
Yeah.
And kind of went on and on.
Compared to Lemon?
Yeah, because Lemon, all he said was there's a lot of respected journalism, black journalists in the room, and then there's Don Lemon and whatever his other joke was. And my thing was, I just didn't enjoy the N-word at the end. I don't, not a fan. Confederate flags, N-words, not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of him. So.
I like that. I think that show has a very interesting format, and that very end part where they sit around and do a little politically incorrect round table of a topic, I find very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his. So I just kind of go, meh, you know.
But he really does forget to be funny. Stephen Colbert was funny. This is not him putting on a show. It's not an act. And it is more serious. Sometimes it's funny, but most of the time it's kind of like, shouldn't be on Comedy Central. It should be like CNN Light. No, they already have one of those. What's it called? Headline News? Yeah.
Oh, with Nancy Grace.
Anything where Nancy Grace is. Yeah.
Good morning, is it a shopping network?
Oh, I can't stand that cunt.
Robin Mead? You don't like Robin Mead?
Who's Robin Mead?
That's the one, the good morning, the dark haired pretty girl who does the mornings.
Seriously, if Nancy Grace is on a network, I can't do it.
She's on at night.
She's on at night. Robin Mead is the one in the morning.
I'll find it for you.
Yeah. I like her a lot.
Oh, you know what? HLN doesn't have a high def channel, so I can't even look for it.
Okay.
I mean, I could, but I'm not going to.
I just, those two.
You know you're not legit if you can't even come up with a high def programming.
Yeah.
Not okay.
But does anybody have Nancy Grace in high def? Yeah, exactly.
My God.
Namaste.
this pretty lady
that
is
the nerd.
This is Robin Mead from HLN.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
She's very toothy.
Yeah, I feel like she ran for Miss Something at some point, and her tally may have been a baton.
Yeah.
I don't know what she did with it. Namaste. Yeah.
The grease on the teeth trick over there.
Taint, nobody knows.
Taint.
Yeah, go back to the. Please see the picture.
See the photo.
See diagram.
Okay, wait, so then a couple things.
No, not that one. Sorry, my bad.
Tom, if it's strangely erotic, I'm always like half mast. You know what I mean?
Half mast. The little general's just saluting. Gotcha. All right.
Saluting, but no, somebody's in the room.
Okay.
So, like, if they're announcing all the cancellations, the new shows for next year. Almost all the networks, I guess, except for CBS, have done their upfronts. They do their big presentation of what they're going to do. But Limitless is the one show hanging in the balance on CBS. And I actually watched that show. It's got Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter. And I rather enjoy it. It's my Tuesday night guilty pleasure. But they're kind of leaving it in limbo. So unless it's happened like in the last 30 minutes. But I've been checking like every day to find out like what is the fate of this show. Because they ended it nicely. If that was the end, it ended. It was a good series finale. Good 18, 19 episode run of a show. Jennifer Carpenter had a job and a baby, so I'm happy.
Oh, okay.
But I would be curious to see where they would go with that, because I actually, like I said, it's one of my guilty pleasures from Tuesday night. Sometimes I rush home from here to watch that. But on ABC, The Real O'Neills did get renewed, because I want that show to like keep going. They're not quite there yet.
But you feel like they're going to get there.
But they're on the right track. And Martha Plimpton, is that her name? Martha Plimpton?
Yeah.
Just fucking funny. Now
she
that
is funny.
Is that George Plimpton's daughter?
I don't know that.
I'm going to look at
that. Because she was in Hope.
Raising Hope. And she was really very funny in that. And she's one of those people that, like, who thought of her for comedy? And her and the gay son have a really fun relationship. It's Dan Savage. It's produced kind of based on his childhood.
Oh, I didn't
But not set
that.
Back in time because ABC already has... Just Off the Boat or whatever it's called. That one's
Fresh Off the Boat.
Which set I don't in the find 90s. Funny at all.
Really? Martha, I think that one's kind of cute. No.
Martha Plimpton is George Plimpton's daughter.
Yes.
I can't get into that.
And the Goldbergs has the 80s. And the Goldbergs is truly my favorite show.
I should go back and find it on demand. Because obviously I'm from the 80s. And I'm sure I would love every... stupid thing they do that did.
And they did an interview a couple of weeks ago where they said like that there's no jokes in the third act of that show because they're just going for tears. Like every episode just is very sentimental and how they remember the 80s and like you're always a little it's always sweet and then they just throw back to that goddamn video that really happened in the 80s and you're just completely schmitten with the whole fucking thing.
Schmitten.
And because she's so good, Wendy McKellen Cleven, mm-hmm. I'm making all the right noises. Okay, she appeared on...
I almost said Wendy Jo Sperber.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver this week.
You'll get there. We'll get there. I don't remember what show.
Oh, Tom from Hanks. Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies.
I'm like Tom Hanks. And
yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Wendy McLovin, she was on Last Week Tonight. I don't recognize her outside of that wig. Like, she's got that character so down. And then Bridesmaids was on HBO or something a couple nights ago. And I was, or this couple mornings ago, and I was watching it. And I was like 20 minutes in, because I'm like, who the fuck is that woman? Oh. She looks familiar, but I can't place her. And I'm like, I watch that show like three times a week, but without that wig and that character, like, she's so different, but she looks exactly the same. But, like, she's just so good on that. And that got renewed, so that'll be back next year. Okay. But there's a lot of people crying foul for stupid things, so we're going to settle some stuff. Scandal is renewed, but it's not on the fall schedule. Oh. Everyone's like, oh, my God, Kerry Washington's having a falling out. She's pregnant. So, like they did with 30 Rock and Parks and Recreation, that's just going to come in as a mid-season replacement, so they don't have to hide her behind furniture.
Great.
To hide her pregnancy.
Yeah, because she wears, like, the stuff she wears and the everything. You can't...
And they already did one season with her pregnant where she had to hide behind everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it just wait a couple months.
Sure.
We'll be back.
I did not realize that.
What?
I just spit out that name, Wendy Jo Sperber. I didn't know she died in 2005.
Dead as a doornail.
I didn't either.
I just didn't realize.
Finger on the pulse.
No wonder I haven't seen her in anything for long.
Died of something kind of horrible.
Well, I'm going to... I remember.
And then Sleepy Hollow got renewed. This is the show with like 18,000 lives. But they killed off one of the two Sleepy Hollows. Like they...
Oh, no.
It's kind of an X-Files kind of show with an X-Files vibe. Well, they killed off the character. And everyone's been crying racism. And, you know, they killed off the black character. And what was going on with this. And... turns out she wanted out of the show.
Oh, sure.
She was kind of done, and she had a 3-year contract and wanted nothing else to do with the show, so they wrote her off as a series finale because they didn't think they were going to get renewed either, because no one thought they would get a third season.
Well, now they can start fresh with someone new.
Out of nowhere. So it's very strange. And there was a little on The Talking Dead at some point. I don't know if it was The Talking Dead for Fear of the Walking Dead or The Walking Dead, but they had the girl that plays Nicole, I think her name's Nicole Berry, her sister on the show, was on there, and she's like, yeah, we're kind of fucked. If they pick us up, we kind of killed off a couple people. Because they really did kind of kill off half the cast, and she's like, maybe I'll be back next year. I don't know. They killed off my reason to be on the show. Like, my sister's dead, but I guess I'm coming on. So it's... But it really is crazy that, like, even they didn't think they were going to be renewed. And then things that are renewed but don't know when it's coming back is The X-Files. Fox Television said, absolutely, we're going to do an X-Files series. Chris Carter, David Duchovny, Gillian Anderson all said, absolutely, yes, we all want to come back, but we're all busy. So maybe a couple years from now.
All right.
Like,
how interesting is that?
Put a pin in it.
I did. Right.
Well, she's on The Fall. That she does the show that's on Netflix. It's on BBC America in Ireland. Yeah, really, really good show. That's coming back. So she's got all these projects. Plus, she was in Hannibal three seasons. Playing a role that was written for Angela Lansbury, and they just younged her up a little bit and, you know, gave her a period back.
Namaste in Cabot Cove.
They threw a tampon in her purse and made her 20 years younger.
Atta girl.
Wow. What's so absorbing? I don't know.
This whole show. So I just thought that was really funny that everyone agreed that to renew the show, but everybody was like, but not now.
But we're busy. Right.
Next year.
That's fair.
Someday. Well, people who waited for The X-Files waited for a long time anyway.
11, 12 years between seasons. Go ahead. We don't care.
Right.
Plus, they left it on that fucking cliffhanger that, like, absolutely not. You can't end it there.
Right.
Like, one person's dead in the car, one's about to be kidnapped, and they're like, oh, bye, see it. No.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not okay.
We're not Sopranoing this shit. Cut to black. Fuck you, people.
Wow.
See, ouch. And I was really okay with that. I was like, and done. Whatever.
Yeah, but it was a little... Because you knew it was ending. Like, it wasn't like, that was the end of the show. You knew it was the end of the show. This was, are you coming back?
Are we done? What's
like, if they canceled The Sopranos a week after you watched that, and you're like, wait, that's what we're left with? You'd be frustrated. But because you knew that was the end, you can make your peace, I think, a little bit easier.
I'll allow it.
Then you have
thank
then
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Kind of you.
Well, had you not.
So Bates Motel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a horror show, which is kind of disappointing, but it's really, really good. A&E.
You've talked about that.
Vera Farmiga, I think that's his surname. Just phenomenal. And, like, where are the Emmy voters when you need them? Because this lady is giving it to you. Well, they've gotten it because, you know.
Does she have consent?
Spoiler alert.
She tainted a good actor.
The TV show's going to turn into Psycho, so somebody's got to die. So, but you're just wondering, like, are they going to kill off this major character, or will the series end when Mother is dead? I don't know. But so, it's a great show. And the season finale, I haven't watched it. It was on last night while I was working, and I was far too busy to watch a TV show, which I was very disappointed in.
Yeah.
I'm like, can't all of you just fall into a coma, including coworkers?
Took me a second. I got there.
I could watch just an hour of television. So I can't wait to see how they do the season finale, because they let the penultimate episode, if you will, was just delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And creepy as fuck, but not scary, which I'm in the mood for good horror. I haven't seen anything good and scary lately. I haven't sat on my coffee table praying for daylight in a while.
If you went with me to yoga and I had my ass in there, you'd be scared to death.
Not that kind. I don't want night terrors. Yeah. And then if you're watching,
I'm just letting you know.
If you're watching Veep, they changed the
mute
guy.
Button.
Yeah, the guy that created the show and did the movie In the Loop, which was so funny with James Gandolfini.
Mm-hmm.
He left last year, so they have a new head writer, showrunner, and the tone of that show has changed.
It has a little bit.
So
that's
now
too.
Instead of her being surrounded by incompetence that keep her from ever being good, they've made her really unlikable.
Yeah, I thought so too. I've been in the three episodes, I think that's all that's been on. I've been like, well, now she's just a bitey cunt.
Yeah, like
she did have a couple of good lines.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some funny lines on there, and the insults are still good, but it's not an incompetent staff keeping this person from her true potential. She's just the reason why she's... And now you're like, well, God, I hope you don't end up president. Like,
yeah, right.
But I don't know, like, are they trying to make her Trump? Like, did they write this in time for her to just be Donald Trump and just be blaming everybody and fucking everything up? Like, is that the point? But...
Yeah, I agree. There have been some funny things.
But there's a real tonal change to the show this year that's kind of like, ooh, I'm not rooting for her at all anymore.
Right.
Which is odd.
Right.
And I feel so weird with my glasses on. Wait, I had one.
I feel like that'll happen when you get a new captain of the ship.
But
it
didn't seem to go and transition. Granted, it couldn't transition super slowly, but it wasn't even like you got a hint of it coming in, like the season was over, and then wham!
Yeah, it's so if you like, binge watch that, you're gonna feel like a skip in the record, like that's gonna feel like oh wait, what happened?
Yeah.
And they did that with Dexter one year, where they switched showrunners. Mm-hmm. He left to do Nurse Jackie, and all of a sudden Dexter was Batman for a season. Because you're like, all right,
right
now
right.
What do you know? Like, what's a secret to Miami traffic that this fucker is now able to be in like three places in 5 minutes? Which was that show Stalker last year that I kind of liked. With Dermot.
I love that.
Yeah. Dylan McDermott.
Yep.
Where they were able to be everywhere in LA in 5 minutes.
I know.
It didn't matter how far away in LA they had to be, the 911 came in, and those three people could be there before any squad car in the area.
Yeah.
They could get from
Even
the office.
They were in bed.
Yeah. They could get down an elevator through the parking garage, out of the parking garage, into traffic, around the corner,
past
down the one way street. Yeah.
Know,
past their own stalker. Yeah. Like, all that kept bothering me about that show was like, you can't get across the street in under 30 minutes in LA, like
anywhere.
Yeah, and then none of them have navigation. They're not like, wait, how do we get there from here? Yeah. Like,
just,
which fucking town is
like
that?
The back of I know that. I know that.
They're always like right in the way. And just an update: I was not able to find out who the fuck I was watching be interviewed that claimed to be the Libertarian candidate. There is no woman currently running for Libertarian.
You just made it up.
Some sort of a Daily Show segment you think
so
you may have been
watching.
I'm glad that you circled back to that, because I looked it up and I was like,
I was clearly watching my Cabbage Patch doll talk to my TV.
I think after your trip from Colorado, you might have been watching some little segment on the Daily Show. And
was it the gentleman that you were standing in line with when he was going to vote? Maybe he brought something up?
It could be him.
Could be.
The Libertarian.
all right, so let's check in on politics real quick. So it looks
Hillary
like
Hillary won Kentucky.
Hillary won Kentucky, yep. And
but
it looks like
this much of a margin. I mean, it was just
it was like 45 votes.
Yeah,
honestly,
insane.
And it looks like they're calling Oregon for Sanders, 53-47. So again, he doesn't get his 67% of either state. So the Bernie temper tantrum continues.
Right.
He's just become unlikable. This whole weekend, every weekend, every Saturday, less.
Is it Bernie Sanders or is it
his supporters?
The supporters.
But
right.
Then two weeks in a row now, he has gone on TV and just.
He was yelling. I just walked through the living room.
There's a time for statesmanship, and he's just not able to produce any.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like he's just throwing a temper tantrum.
I made mention a few minutes ago about an actress named Wendy Jo Sperber, who I didn't realize had passed away. And for those of you who don't know, here's an image of her back in the 80s and then later in life. She passed away in 2005 at 46 years old after an 8-year battle with breast cancer.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And Tom
Hanks. Keep that up there because on the right, she looks a skosh like America Ferrera.
No, you're right. She was always so funny, though. Great character actress. Yeah. She was
very
so funny.
Very funny, and he stayed close to her up into the end.
Tom Hanks did?
Yeah, Tom Hanks and Stellara. Colin Taylor was the one that played Colin Taylor.
Who was with your...
With what's her butt? It's her girlfriend.
Yep, that one. The one
Marcia Clark.
Marcia Clark from...
Sarah Paulson.
Thank you.
God, we have...
I was busy fact-checking something else. I'm sorry. Right. I wasn't listening.
So Sarah Paulson's girlfriend, Holland Taylor, played the sorority, the house mother of
the... Does that have to do with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she got some leniency.
Somebody diagram this for me.
But it was a charming story as she died that her friends were all around her and that she had great support from people she had worked with years before, that they all really did stay close. And Peter Scolari actually ended up... is in different Tom Hanks movies. Like he does appear in parts. Like
Tom always threw him a bone.
Yeah.
What they're making on syndication from Bosom Buddies, but
the one from it doesn't matter. I just shut up. I can't think of a name.
What
of Richie
what?
Cunningham?
Oh, Ron Howard.
Thank you. How he does that to his ugly little brother? God bless him.
Well, that was the
throw a bone kind
that
of thing.
Ugly little brother was
while
in,
speaking of family and fact checking.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow. I enjoyed that though.
We said earlier that Martha Plimpton was the daughter of George Plimpton. That is not the case. I'm not sure where you got that from.
According to
Google and Wikipedia, both, she's the daughter of Keith Carradine and Shelley Plimpton. She is a, quote, very distant cousin of George Plimpton, and
that's so weird.
Despite the different spelling, cartoonist Bill Plimpton.
Because I literally
she's
googled
Keith Carradine's son daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, that's
okay.
Weird.
According
all,
to Google and Wikipedia, I'm
in all these years. How have I never known that?
Because I literally
Harrison,
googled George Plimpton
and we
daughter.
We all have to pause and Google Martha
we
Plimpton.
Love you.
Okay, and I sit corrected. Because I didn't read the full line.
You're not mistaken.
I literally just googled Google or George Plimpton daughter. The first thing that came up was Martha Plimpton. And if I had read the whole goddamn thing, it would have told me that Keith Carradine and Shelley Plimpton were her parents.
I just
I didn't want us to Fox News our way through this, so namaste.
Namaste.
But how
my apologies to the affiliates down the line.
I am in total shock that I did not know that Keith Carradine, who is in the greatest season of Dexter that ever was, and was in Fargo, which we absolutely loved.
Mm-hmm.
A man whose career I've been following, and I think he's in the TV show Missing. I mean, he was on Damages for a season, but I feel like he was in that cold winter. But, I mean, this is somebody who I've known since I'm Easy. He's Oscar-nominated for the song I'm Easy from Nashville in the 70s. Not the I'm Easy like Sunday Morning.
I got that.
Yeah, he won an Oscar for I'm Easy in the 70s. And I had no idea.
And he's also Madam Secretary. Is that correct or is that wrong?
He's the president on Madam Secretary. And
That's why I'm like, wait a minute.
Many years ago in the 90s, I saw him in the national tour in San Francisco of the Will Rogers Follies, where he does, and please find this on YouTube. It's Favorite Son and the Will Rogers Follies. Okay. And it is some of the best choreography ever, ever, ever done. But I've been a fan of this guy like literally my entire life.
Okay.
And I had no idea that he begat a charming actress name, but I'm shocked.
We've shocked out on this special installment, this very special episode. Namaste.
Good stuff.
Found it on YouTube. Wait, I gotta add it to my watch later.
Have we wrapped up your segment, Alfie? Got anything else you gotta throw at us?
Oh no, we gotta talk about Hamilton.
Oh my, well, of course.
All right.
What I'd like you to do, Kat, I'd like you to, because you like holding things up at cameras. I figured you'd just like to hold that up to that camera so that people can see.
So close.
Very dramatic. Wait.
Oh, look at that. Gotta go. You gotta go higher.
We're higher.
There's the Hamilton CD, double CD set, Hamilton. Boys and girls.
And I have to say,
we're not throwing away our shots.
I'm not throwing away my shot. I know it's going to be like $400 for a couple more years to see this in the theaters. Get this CD, though. It is absolutely, absolutely brilliant. And not just that, and for those of us that have ever like sang in theater, when you get like an exposition song, you're like, that's a lot of fucking information.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You're like, did we have to rhyme those two words? Yes, we
did. The whole thing is so much information.
But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get great, great music. You get these beautiful songs that just stand alone. I was listening to it at work, and somebody was like, "Is that like a new Rihanna song or something? Like, who sings that?" Yeah, no, I mean, it's
that's an insult to that guy.
No. But it's because it's so light and poppy that you could see it being the follow up to "We Found Love in a Hopeless Place." Yes, it was. It was. It was Helpless.
Uh huh.
Helpless, and then Hopeless, Satisfied. Helpless. Genius. And I want to see that staged.
Rewind and the go back through the meeting.
Yeah, go back through the meeting to go and find out what really happened.
Well, because the stage is on two, it has two inset, like Lazy Susan, so it's got two.
Okay. I know, I need to find this on YouTube and start obsessing more. But I need to find this
There's
gentleman's
very
name.
Little on YouTube. You know what?
They're staying on top of it.
If you follow Lin-Manuel on Twitter, he often kind of tweets out to people in specific seats in the audience. And then, I can't remember where I read it, but then he says that part of the reason that he does that and he knows that is that all of the actors, like, find people and watch the audience for cameras. And then the ushers go, and before they let them out of the theater, they make them delete everything.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Like,
that's great and awful at the same time.
They know that they have, like, rocket fuel in a bottle right there. You know what I mean? They know what they have, and they're not letting go of it. They're very tightly controlled. So they do, like, actors will come off stage from a number and they will tell ushers, third row, four seats in,
filming.
And the ushers will go find them at intermission at the end of the day and delete everything.
I'm enjoying the white people saying namaste.
And he does. Lin-Manuel goes on Twitter and, like, shames people that were on their phone. He's like, you know, this seat, that seat, whatever. You work too hard to get this ticket, and I work too fucking hard on this show. What are you doing?
God bless him.
Like, I love it. But then he shouts out to people that are really engaged, too. It's so very fun to watch.
Oh, I got to... maybe I'll get Twitter just to follow him. So here's what I want from my Tony Awards. I want Lin-Manuel to win for, like, you know, book and song and...
Absolutely.
Whole general concept.
Yep.
But this Aaron Burr, Leslie Odom Jr., needs to be a Tony
He's
winner.
He's fantastic.
Because Wait For It should be on the radio tomorrow. Just a fantastic, fantastic song.
Yep.
But then in the second act... in the room where it happens.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they get across so much information about the Great Compromise of 1791, which has a name, in a tune that you like, a song you genuinely want to dance to. Like, I dance around work to that song.
Yep.
I feel like this is a better version of Conjunction Junction.
Because you're
learning. Like, I'm saying, I'm just a bill. Yeah, yes, I'm only a bill.
It is, but it's also like you want to, like, it could be on the radio. Like, not since, like, Dreamgirls has, like, there been a show with songs that are just, like, right out of today's music. Like, you could turn on the radio and hear most of these songs. Mm-hmm. Not the chatty ones that have all the exposition. Of course, that's not going to be on the radio because no one has the attention span. But that room where it happens, and then... and I want the guy that plays... Let me find his name, because I need to give him credit. David Diggs, that does the Marquis de Lafayette in Act 1 and Thomas Jefferson in the second act. That is genius to have them be the same actor, to go from...
Yeah,
a Frenchman to a Francophile is just genius. And then, like, I'm hoping that there's no costume change, that it's just the same person. And the fact that Thomas Jefferson just appears in Act 2 of, like, what I miss.
And David Diggs, especially, and I think some of the other main cast, is not a Broadway guy.
Oh, no, most of them, they're all...
He was just recently, I was watching, an AOL, believe it or not, AOL still exists and does, interviews and concerts and shit.
That's his email address.
Well, yeah, but it still exists as a news source, right?
Yeah.
And they just had a big interview with him, and I was hoping that there would be more singing and more parts of the show, but there wasn't. So I fast-forwarded through some of it. But he's never auditioned for a Broadway show. He, you know, was kind of a little bit friends with Lin-Manuel and kind of helped develop some of this stuff. And he's, you know, an amazingly fast rapper and a great performer, but he's never done Broadway before. He's never done theater before. He's never done any of this. He's just kind of a musician that was like, hey, this is kind of cool.
And it kind of has elements of Occupy Wall Street in it. It has... like parts of like the Bernie revolution in it, of like the fight, because you're like, are you for the central banks in Wall Street or are you against them? Like, our hero is the person that got all the power in New York, and
right,
and as you look there, I mean, there's some clear things where they've just made like, and the thing, and I don't know enough about rap to know what they're stealing from rap, because clearly they are, because there's all kinds of like, this song contains elements of, but like, there's Evita is the biggest steal, because Aaron Burr, just like Che Rivera, never met Evita, and they would never have been in the same room, and now he's just called a man. Like, they, in new versions of Evita, they don't call him Che Rivera anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because it made no sense. Like, Aaron Burr doesn't come into his life till a little bit later, but he's the commentator, so you need that character.
Right.
And then, you know, he doesn't die over the 1800 election. He dies over the gubernatorial election in 1804. So they fast and loose.
Well, sure.
The Schuyler sisters had a brother. She was already married.
Who gives a crap
but who
about
gives
him?
A shit when that song
who
is so
fucking
good?
Who gives a shit
good?
About the brother?
So I just have to say, if, like, I know it's going to be a long time, and I'm hoping they're going to do a movie, because this needs to be, like, cemented into the American, like, songbook. It is genius. Just genius.
Well,
I
have a lot of listening to do.
It has been 10 straight days of annoying. And I seriously, in the elevator, I have it on. Like, I wear headphones into work now.
All the time. All of my ringtones are now little
clips. It would be sequentially if I didn't listen to Helpless and Satisfied 150,000 times.
Well, not all the time, but the first two times that you listen to it, like Listeners at Home and Clayton McKee, like the first couple of times through, listen to it.
I got mentioned.
Yeah.
Good.
Listen to it sequentially. Like, go beginning to end.
I agree.
And keep Google close by, because other founding fathers come in and there's some stuff that you're like, is this true?
Oh yeah, the second listen, then all of a sudden you're like, wait, pause, what actually happened here? Okay, go, wait, pause.
But and just a really interesting story. And I'd been to his and I'd been to her grave, because they're buried in Trinity Church in Wall Street. So I've actually been to, without knowing that the sister was there too, but I saw like Alexander's grave.
Oh, sure.
And Eliza, not knowing that Angelica's right there, like, wake up and sing my song.
and if you ever want to just like cry for no reason, like just start listening to The Unimaginable.
Done. Beautiful, beautiful.
Over.
Beautiful
it's
music.
Beautiful,
so honest to God, I cannot recommend. This was like $19.99, and it's the greatest money I've ever spent.
I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, just obsessed. And the Tony Awards and Jonathan Groff.
With an R.
Unfortunately, it's a novelty part, and he's probably not going to win the Tony, but he's the biggest name, so he has a shot.
Sure.
Just a delight as the King of England.
Right.
King George III. And they actually fit in a little side note. One of my favorite movies from the 90s is The Madness of King George.
Okay.
Which the play is called The Madness of George III, if you ever get a chance to see that on stage. That they fit in the jokes about him losing his mind.
Oh, that's funny.
Sometimes they blame it on the colony. Sometimes they say it Pyphoria. Like, there's all these different reasons.
I have to
reasons.
Go listen to it again.
Oh, yeah. But he makes jokes about that they're driving him mad. And so you get, like, a little bit of history of, like...
That's so funny.
That he was mentally ill for most of his reign and eventually had to be... He needed a regent. So
my favorite is, I'll send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my
love.
That's
yes.
my favorite.
Yep.
My favorite.
I'm going to kill your friends and family just to remind you of my love. You're my favorite loyal subjects. And the subject of my love.
My loyal royal subjects.
And then it segues into, I can't make you love me.
Pretty much.
Oh, the worst. You are the worst, Burr.
Burr, sir. So, I mean, but, so musically, I just cannot recommend this enough. And it's been obsessed. And somebody last night was talking about their kid listening to something over and over again. Yeah. God, does anybody still do that? I'm like, you've been sitting here listening to Hamilton for 5 straight hours. Like,
and,
you think?
And there's just something about, you know what I mean? It's not just unique to especially nerdy people. Like, especially nerdy people really get it. But there's just something about this work of music that is very captivating and very addictive. You know what I mean? Children. Like, my kid and a lot of his peers, they know nothing about theater other than their parents drag them occasionally. Like, they're not especially... picky or knowledgeable about music, you know what I mean? Like, 10-year-old kids are hooked on this thing.
Okay.
It's incredibly infectious.
Right, because they're in between, like you said, about conjunction, like, it's a catchy fucking song in the middle of it. But that room where it happens, I swear to God, like, it could be a Fosse number. Like, mm-hmm. they could just drop oh. that into yeah. cabaret, and you'd be like, sure, why not?
My kids' favorites right now are Guns and Ships, where we meet Lafayette,
uh-huh.
and the Cabinet Battles.
Yeah, he loves you those. Told me that, so I listened yeah. to those. I mean, I listened to the whole thing, but...
I'm looking oh, forward to it.
Burn.
Oh, and cry, cry,
my,
cry.
My mother just texted me. She's like, is that your copy? I'm like, yes.
it's so it's she's, your copy.
Mom's already looking forward to listening to it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hooray, hooray, hooray. Yay,
and I can get her an edible to get her through it.
Wow. The other in thing, the other thing that I did, not to end the entertainment segment on a sad note, if I'm not mistaken, was it yesterday or is it today the 4 year anniversary of the today. Passing of Donna Summer?
It is the no. 4 year anniversary of she got celebrated home.
Yes,
and very sad, but I mean it's fun because of all the different fans on my the Facebook page
mm-hmm.
at So it's just been pictures and pictures and pictures of right. her today and fun and people putting up different live performances from all over because the great thing about her voice was like hearing it on the record, always good, but when you saw her live and like the one the person was talking about, the microphone was at her abdomen and her voice was right. like ringing out through the balcony.
100%. I always tell her, she can be holding it here and it's like she's got it buried in her throat because it's just so fucking true and on pitch. It's just fantastic. I ran into Keith Howard earlier on Sunday before I ran into you and we talked a brief moment about the Donna.
Uh-huh.
And but yeah, when I started seeing all the posts, because obviously it comes up in my memories on Facebook, you know, you have memories with Al Perkins and this, that, and the other, mm-hmm. and it was all about the Donna, and I'm like, oh well, sad, but we had her, we still got her music.
But on a light note, episode 8 of I gotta check what number it is, go to the thing and I'll come back and tell you what episode.
You got
of
45
Kimmy
seconds.
Schmidt.
Okay, episode 3, which I've already watched like 5 times, and I nearly choked to death in my water and fell off my couch onto my shoulder and kind of hurt myself because I can't take it. I am not capable of taking it.
Okay,
that sounds really wrong.
That sounds like nobody has consent.
We'll get there. We're coming back on the other side of this break. Our drinking word is namaste, if you haven't already figured that out. Coming back with Kat Carlson and whatever the hell she's going to do. I'm sure we have a bullshit segment. We're going to talk about thoughtful things and just whatever the hell comes up. If you've got a thought, join us in the chat room. Let us know. We'll be right back. It's Q Talk America.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Hi again, everybody. The beginning of hour 3 on this Tuesday night. You're in Studio C. It's Q Talk America and The Show with Clayton McKee. That's me alongside Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins. And you, all of you in the chat room, thank you so much for joining us. And as I like to say, all the ships at sea. Everybody's listening from around the world, including somebody from unknown. Japan was on earlier. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to it. Al had a follow-up on the entertainment section, something about Kimmy Schmidt.
Well, now I can't decide, because episode 9 is the one that I almost died over breakfast trying to watch.
I saw your post. I don't think I'm that far. Let me see.
But no, 10 is the one with what they do the charades, but the opening of episode 9, where they have the sounds that... songs you love but are legally different.
Are legally different.
So they do... It's not Walking on Sunshine, it's Running on Sunlight by, like, good... Kabina and the sea stuff. I mean, it's just
and copyright infringement.
Copyright infringement.
I'm not that far yet.
All these funky versions of songs, and like the opening couple minutes, like I was trying to eat my breakfast and I had some toast and some like my frosted flake things, frosted mini wheats, and I was like choking
cereal
on everything.
Is sufficient there.
Yeah, and I was like trying to like eat, thinking the next line won't be as funny, and I'm still laughing at this and like spitting out something. And then I was crying because I was literally choking. And then I started to, like, choke on my own spit. And I was like, okay, just pause it. Just pause the fucking TV. Like, you're going to make
calm
it
down.
Through this. And then they went, thank God they get to the open. That's just the, like, the little
the cold
teaser
open.
Before they go to
the full show.
Breakable. I was fucking done. Like, this show is absolutely off the charts. And according to this, I've watched every episode. But I don't know that I actually made it past episode 10 because I'm on my, like, seventh viewing of episode 9 and probably my sixth. Like, I just lay in bed and, like, if Hamilton's not playing, then it's this. Like, yeah. This has been my entire week.
It's a good week, friend.
And that's what I did for my birthday. Like, I went out for lunch with him and then I just, like, peaced out to the world and it was Hamilton and Kimmy Schmidt back and forth. So it was just like laughing and learning about history.
I'm not mad about it. I just had to give you that.
Like, I cannot rec. This is like the 6 hours of television you cannot miss. Although it's turned into like 80 for me because I can't stop
watching it over and over and over.
Spreading out the fun.
I have not yet logged into my portion of the Netflix account that I signed up for. Michael and my mother both have. So I'm going to sit down in front of that TV and do it so that I can get to all that.
We'll just watch the opening of like 3 episodes before they get to the song and you'll just die. Mm-hmm. Because Titus is just fucking nuts.
Titus is my
favorite. Kat Carlson, we ready for you?
Sure.
Here we go.
It's been a long time since I did an opening.
Uh-huh.
A lot like one of my favorite shows, Smash, we're going to change tones a couple of times here. I've got a headline-style story about a topless activist. I've got Disney and Dykes, and then we get a little bit of politics with Europe weighing in on North Carolina. We've got a headline that reads Guns, Beer, Vomit, and Dead Fish.
Oh.
And then maybe a local story.
Oh, local. Namaste.
Good Lord.
Kat Carlson, boys and girls.
So we'll start with this in a little bit headlines style. A topless rights activist claims her circus career has suffered after she was body checked by a
once
cop.
Once a carny, always a carny.
She still cries every time she sees a tilt-a-whirl. You just have to read that all over.
I'm going to start that all over.
It's not connected to the elephants being retired, is it?
Oh, my God. No.
Okay, just was concerned.
No connection
She cries every time she sees
Bailey.
A tilt-a-whirl. God damn it, that's funny.
Why are we talking about Molly Montgomery?
Oh, and a tube top.
What? She does cry every time she sees a tilt-a-whirl. Ask her. She doesn't listen anymore.
A
topless rights activist.
All my chewing. Yeah. Okay. Topless
rights. That's right. Yeah. Claims her circus career has suffered.
I can't. Okay, go ahead.
After she was body checked by a cop during a parking dispute.
Unbreakable. They alive.
Dude. Phoenix Feely, age 36. That's right.
Stop it.
Feely
alleges in a lawsuit that she suffered cop-inflicted injuries.
Oh. Cop, she was
Feely and quote, a number of other people on East 12th Street between Avenues A and B were waiting for street cleaning to end so they could park their cars on the other side of the street, according to the Manhattan Federal Court. As Feely, a.k.a. Jill Caracco.
Oh, God. Okay, got it.
Waited around noon that day, a man on the block assaulted her with hot coffee, she said.
Awful.
Hot coffee.
Well, when you're topless, hot coffee hurts.
I think it's going to hurt.
Sure.
Put a shirt
Feely,
on,
who notoriously called 16 days in a New Jersey jail for topless sunbathing a death sentence, alerted the police of the assault.
Hyperbolic much?
One officer was, quote, full of hostility and threatened to give Feely and those speaking up for her all parking tickets.
Oh.
The officer started writing Feely a ticket as she stood near her car and then asked her to move. When the flame-eating Feely asked why she needed to move, the officer, quote, violently and intentionally barreled into the plaintiff, causing her pain and injury.
Wait, she can swallow a flaming sword, but bumping into a car is what sets her off.
Listen.
Topless.
Listen, she is a circus performer, so this has been affecting her work. She does trapeze and other circus activities.
Stop the violence.
Oh, my gosh.
The officer involved acted like a bully and a thug. He used unnecessary force on a woman much smaller than him, according to her attorney. He, like so many other of his many colleagues, need to learn how to keep their damn hands to themselves and control their anger.
They need some namaste, apparently.
Yeah.
Now, good call. Now, Phoenix Feely is a... we'll say her.
Can I find? Let's see if I can find a picture of Miss Feely.
All right.
You keep going. I'm going to look for Phoenix Feely.
She's a serial litigant, if you will.
I enjoy that.
Isn't that fun?
Namaste.
She won a $29,000 settlement from the city in 2007 following her allegations she was falsely arrested.
Dear God, I found her.
Of course you did.
How about that? I like that slip of the...
Feely also claimed in 2012 court papers that cops wrongly arrested her for putting a Got Vermont sticker on her co-op's front gate. She received $35,000 settlement from the city for that one. Serial litigant Phoenix Feely.
Serial litigant?
Seriously.
Got Vermont.
Got Vermont.
Why does that come on a sticker?
I don't know.
I don't.
Because maybe they like.
I don't know if this violates any YouTube nudity. Is what my concern is. She's covering the goods, but I don't know. Does it factor in?
I don't know.
Show it. Well, if it's covered,
we've been threatening nudity for years.
Well, that's a valid point.
Why not deliver?
That's a valid point.
Hang on, I gotta do this, and then we got.
I mean, we just showed Tom of Finland.
Yeah, but that was first of all, that was a characterization.
It's cartoon.
I was saying, one could argue that
we've
displayed some very vulgar drawings. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Phoenix Feely. Boys and girls, there she is.
Oh.
Topless activist, circus performer.
Serial litigant.
Serial litigant.
And protector of the nipples.
Oh, something. She should.
She's
attractive.
Yeah.
Really?
Look, she needs a shower.
In a circus performer kind of way. Mean,
in a carny kind of way.
I'd hose her down before I fucked her. But after I got consent. Written.
Could you sign this, please?
Written and verbal consent.
Yes.
Kuma.
I appreciate that you're telling this story, Kat, and you have admitted on this show that you are related to carnies.
Yeah.
So yep. I appreciate
when,
the.
When's a carny? Always a carny.
I appreciate your concern.
No, I have
lines in a movie.
Well, I guess they're great aunt and uncle. They're my mother's aunt and uncle. They literally have like a carnival, like one of those food trucks that goes around to different carnivals and sells funnel cakes or some bullshit. I don't remember.
I didn't ask a lot of follow up questions. Right. It might be funnel cakes. It might be dildos.
Carnies,
for your luggage.
We don't really know. None of them are listening.
Or funnel
right
cakes
now.
Shaped like dildos
for your luggage.
Yeah.
Oh, dildo cakes.
All right.
Oh,
very nice. Anyway,
thank
Phoenix
you.
Feely. I thought you.
I do enjoy
that.
I enjoy that.
Right. Now, moving right along, what do we got? A couple of weeks ago, GLAAD issued a LGBT report card of various television and movie studios and their report card on representation of gay people in their media. Mm-hmm. Disney failed.
Oh.
100%. Disney's got no
gays. Shocking. Yeah. They run the fucking mouse trap, but they aren't in front of the camera.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, there's all kinds of mo's all over the place.
God.
Not on camera.
Yeah.
But the moral of the story here is that Frozen fans are asking Disney to #, give Elsa a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I was getting like...
Yeah, I've heard that. Sorry about my little
you don't
thing
think
in there.
So?
It didn't work. So
let it go.
Well,
let it
go. She's the one in the ice, right? Anna's the one that's trying to reach
what?
Her.
You know what? She's the ice one.
Okay. I mean, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Why can't she be up?
I'm
you know?
All about it. Well, and
she's an
you know
ice
what?
Queen.
Couple dogs, a Subaru.
She's an ice queen. Well,
hello.
She's got visible lesbian bed
death.
I'm just saying, Zal.
I'm just based on the ice.
Namaste.
Frigid bitch.
That's exactly right, Amina.
Disney shouldn't feel bad because there wasn't a single studio who obtained a good rating for last year's releases. On a slightly brighter side, Lionsgate used LGBT characters in 33% of their films, while other companies like Sony and Universal both represented the LGBT community in 19% of their films. So it's not a whole... Well, it's about representative population, though. Yeah. I'm okay with it.
I would never expect Disney to come out with an overtly gay movie, ever. I would just think there would be characters... Well, now they've got some characters.
I mean, come on.
Nathan Lane plays in
Birdcage?
No. He's in Lion King.
Lion King, yeah.
He's in Lion King. I mean, that character's pretty goddamn. But
you
still.
Can call me Flower if you want to.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah,
gayer than Christmas.
So there's a lot of them there, but it's not like stated.
But you know what? It might be time, and Elsa actually in a sequel might be really good example to do that. Elsa is the first princess who didn't need to be saved by a prince.
Uh-huh. All right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
This was a big deal.
And Beauty and the Beast. But Beauty and the Beast, she didn't need to be saved. She had to save him.
But still, she needed her prince.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Doesn't Brave end up with a dude, too? I haven't seen that one. I don't know. I'm pretty sure
I think that's in
prince.
The side notes of the script. Doesn't she wind up with
a dude too?
I like that. I like it.
It's a good call.
I know. I sounded really disappointed.
You did.
About that. I was like,
doesn't she wind up with a dude?
Don't they all end up with a dude at some point?
A dildo in her luggage?
It's a story of my life. Kind of literally.
I feel like there's a lot of...
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's going to give you the shivers when you stick it in there.
Oh, oh my. Shiver me timbers.
Oh.
Things I heard at homecoming.
Yeah. I'll pull out.
I think there's a lot of gays on TV, though. I feel like
I think there are all gays on
overrepresented on TV.
Either that or we're all just watching the
and
gay
that real O'Neill right, yes. feels the real O'Neill feels a little forced with that kid. Like that's what I mean. They need time to like settle that show down so he's not such a unicorn on that show.
Amina.
Sure.
Mulan didn't need to be saved, but she ended up with a dude.
Yeah.
That was end up with a dude. God.
Right, yeah. I mean Disney has kind of morphed that cookie cutter formula
mm-hmm. right.
from, you know,
classic cartoon, classic.
Right. From classic get saved by the prince to kind of just ends up with a prince.
Yeah.
And happy adventure, you know, Tangled too, a very strong female character, but ends up with a prince.
Because to me, Beauty and the Beast is always the strongest because he like gets her a library and like
she kind of dotes on her and yeah. she kind of tames him.
Yeah. And she right. saves him. But she, I mean, she wanted a man. She's
again,
looking for a baby.
Right.
She's walking around town singing to strangers.
Like Al does.
Very similar.
There goes the baker with his bread like always.
Wow.
Listen.
I usually have a Little Mermaid on video cassette. What's that called? VCR
tape? VHS. Yeah, yeah.
And I would watch Kiss the Girl every night before bed. I just thought that was... I would just have that stuff all rewound before I went to bed, listen to
that's very
Kiss
nice.
The Girl, because that song is just fucking gold.
That's
it's just
cute.
Such a lovely, lovely song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who's expecting Jamaican rhythms out of Disney? Like, it was just so...
It's a good week at Disney.
Yeah, it really was. Howard Ashman dying really was just a horrible loss to
was that who voiced the...
No, he wrote... He was the... he was the lyricist for...
probably a lot of that era.
I just said the names.
The Little Mermaid.
Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, uh-huh. and then he died halfway through Aladdin, and that's why I don't like Aladdin, because you can tell where the songs he wrote and the songs he didn't write.
And the songs he didn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go look that up.
Because the cleverness is really lacking from the stuff he doesn't write.
Oh, then he clearly wrote Prince Ali.
Uh-huh, yep. That's the one you can tell. I love the monkeys.
I love the monkeys.
Look at the feathers.
Yeah.
So good. Well, anyway.
Bonjour.
Times to come. We could do Disney show tunes all night long, too. I'm your girl. We'll move on to a little bit of politics. We've talked off and on about HB2, which is the North Carolina House bill that has become known as the transgender bathroom law, stating, among other things, that an individual should use the public facilities that match the gender on their birth certificate. The European Union has decided to chime in and say that any state with such a bill, Tennessee and Mississippi and North Carolina, are violating an international agreement on civil rights. Statement posted on the EU website from their spokesperson says that these laws discriminate against lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, blah, 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 all the alphabet people, and are contrary to the International Covenant on Civil Rights and Political Rights, to which the U.S. is a state party, and which states that the law shall prohibit any discrimination and guarantee to all persons equal and effective protection. So now we're in, I mean, there's really no consequence to it, but now we're
kind of
in international law. And several weeks ago, it was
Don't
kind of
be
on
a
my
dick.
Right. It was on my list, and it kind of never got to, but the United Kingdom issued a travel advisory.
Oh.
Against traveling to North Carolina.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
It made headlines and stuff. I don't think it made this show.
And boy, are our politicians, like, that is our strongest ally in the world.
I do think we mentioned it. We didn't go into an in-depth conversation, but I think it was brought up.
Oh, I don't think so. But, like, now Trump is after the mayor of London and in a war with him. David Cameron, the prime minister, is, like, just fucking done with Trump.
Mm-hmm,
now
already.
North Carolina, like... There's Great Britain. Like, you guys are fighting these fucking fights all the time, and now why are you going backwards? Like, when did science leave the table of things we were going to talk
North
about?
Now North Carolina, of all people, is thumbing their nose at the United Kingdom and Europe in general by saying, we relinquished our adherence to the British crown and European powers over 200 years ago. The law is now in federal court, and it'll be resolved there.
Yeah. But you got, I mean, to the rest of the world, like, when people Seriously. Are like, the Earth is 6,000 years old and the Flintstones is a documentary...
They've got to be.
And
just
I'm sure this has to
heads.
Be happening in other countries and other religions, but it's just got to be embarrassing. Like, you put people on the moon 40 years ago. What the fuck happened? 45, right. 46, 47.
What has happened to you people in a generation?
A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What happened?
Right.
What happened?
Yeah. And stories like this make me want to watch international news.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't watch domestic news. So
you
why
fuckers
would I watch
walked
news?
Around the moon, and now you're back to pretending it's made out of cream cheese or right. blue cheese or whatever right. it is. Like,
everybody in the world has got to be going, "Hey, these fuckers
these
over here.
Fuckers,
what's
yeah.
going on?"
They're caught in some kind of a time device. What's it called? Time machine.
Time capsule.
God. The basketball hoopy thing.
The ring. The basketball ring.
Ted Cruz. Yeah. Basketball. It's been all Ted Cruz on y'all.
Yeah, thank you.
The hoopy thing.
He called it the ring.
All right. Well, speaking of these fuckers Gracious. Over here.
It'd be fantastic if they did.
My favorite headline that I've snacked lately reads, "Guns, beer, and vomit." Parenthetically.
Saturday night.
Rampage leaves endangered fish dead in Death Valley.
Oh. I thought this was an Uber.
Sure.
Experience.
No, believe it or not, a $15,000 reward is being offered for details leading to the arrest and conviction of three men who went on a drunken rampage involving gunfire, vomiting, skinny dipping, and the death of a tiny endangered fish in Death Valley National Monument.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know. The unidentified men were last seen around 7:20 p.m. on April 30th. It's clearly a little bit older story. Oh, yeah, it's from last week. I snagged it last week. Anyway, the unidentified men were last seen around 7:20 p.m. on April 30th, driving around a secured gate surrounding Devil's Hole. That's not a euphemism.
that's on the Niagara River.
I dated her.
It's a 40-acre detached unit in Death Valley National Park.
Oh, there's also Devil's Hole in Niagara Falls.
Oh, this is in Death Valley. The habitat is also home to the endangered Devil's Hole pupfish.
Oh. Mm.
Once they entered Devil's Hole, park officials say that these men shot at signs, gate locks, and a security system monitor sensor. The men fired at least 10 rounds, according to authorities, and left behind beer cans and vomit. Very nice.
Very nice.
During the excursion, one man jumped into the waters of Devil's Hole, swam around, and left his boxer shorts floating in the water. Park officials later found dead pupfish, one of only 115 that currently inhabit Devil's Hole. Pupfish, which grow to just 1.5 inches long.
So. Oh, they're teeny tiny.
Little baby fishes.
Little fishes.
Are the tenacious descendants of fish that inhabited an ancient lake that once covered Death Valley.
Wow.
According to the National Park Service, the pupfish population fluctuates between 100 and 200 in the winter and between 300 and 500 in the summer. That's all the pupfish there are in the world.
And these fuckers threw up on them.
Mm-hmm. The latest population numbers were tallied in a survey last month. An autopsy is being performed on the pupfish to determine whether the vandals' actions may have caused
it's something
tiny
as big as this pin cap, and they're going to do.
Tiny.
Well, but what's going to happen is these are endangered animals, and so if they determine through autopsy that, yep, this drunk douchebag jumping into the pond killed this fish, then he gets to be charged with additional stuff.
Oh, I'm actually all for this. I'm on board.
On board.
I'm on board, Rose. I'm right on it, Rose.
In any event, video footage shows the men climbing over a fence, driving away in what appeared to be a blue Yamaha Rhino, which is an off-road vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle was, quote, extensively customized with an added seat and a safety cage. Anyone with details is urged to call the Park
That's
Service.
That's a lot of details right there. Yeah. So yeah. I think they should be able to find somebody.
Although, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, depending, some states require you to register those because they are roadworthy when you do a lot of like different things. It might actually be a registered vehicle aside from just...
Well, but some of them only make you register if you plan to drive it on the road, too.
No, true. But I'm just saying there's a chance that it could actually be registered.
Well, how did it land in this off-road thing? Like,
what's that?
Like, I Dream a Genie style? Like, how did this vehicle make it from where you live?
I drove it from Bob's house.
Yeah, but it was never on a road? Like, were they on the sidewalk?
I might
need a picture of this.
I didn't pull up a map.
Could you please draw that?
I could diagram it out.
Yeah.
No, but a lot of...
Reba? What was it called?
A rhino. A rhino. Yamaha Rhino.
I will get a picture of it.
A lot of state parks and lands border private property. So you could conceivably drive through your own pasture, your own woods, and cross over into a state park.
Oh, it's a golf cart.
Kind of.
Did
a glorified golf cart.
Come on.
Did it specify a
that
color?
Is, yeah.
I know.
Did it specify?
Blue.
It did, oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, stand by. I'm going to show the. I'm going to show our listening
Yamaha
person.
Rhino.
I'm going to show them what this looks like. I want them to
our
know.
Listening person.
Well, we gotta talk to them. We gotta get there. Where's this picture shot?
Well, $15,000 to anybody that comes up with these guys and forks them over
by
to
the way,
feds.
There is your Yamaha Rhino, boys and girls. But
so they entered
was,
a cage
right?
in a back seat.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun to me.
What self-respecting hooligan is going to be caught in that thing?
If I owned one and I had land, we'd go ride around. You'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. No,
come on. It's a
fun.
It's a good time.
Not really? In this story? How's the sound system?
Can you imagine if you had that?
It's going to be
King
you
singing.
It's you singing. What fuck else do you want?
All right, I'm back.
She's on board, ladies and gentlemen.
I was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened.
God damn it, I'm going to wait for it.
Oh.
Goodness gracious.
Horse shit.
I love the one. It's the Disney. It's the one where the fucking fish dies. Pixar After Dark. That's funny, Amina.
That is funny. That's very funny.
The dark tales of Pixar. Dory gets flushed.
You know, I'm concerned those after shows like the Fear the Walking or the After the Walking
yeah.
Dead and the all those talk shows that come after. I'm afraid that they're going to be the new reality genre and that they're going to take over the world. I noticed that HBO has started one for after the Game of Thrones.
Oh, have they? Yeah.
And I was like,
because now they're doing they're only doing the new show Preacher. Or if this is its second season. They're going to do the season premiere and the finale are going to have a talk show after. And, like, this, the Talking Dead after the Fear of the Walking Dead is completely pointless. Like, that show's not good enough to
right.
need a conversation about it. It's not there yet. The Walking Dead,
yeah.
you do. Because if you watch it alone, you're very excited to, like,
so,
be part of
so
a conversation
like,
and interact.
Sure. But I fear that, and it's just an aside, but I fear that that's going to be the new genre of annoying reality television.
Oh, and seriously, because, you know, in my great search for podcasts to listen to as I fell asleep... Oh my God, if you want to listen to a podcast about pick a top, Jesus Christ, if you want to have like a 90-minute conversation about Dexter, there's someone that's
sure
going to talk
in
me off the ledge, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm sure you're in heaven about that.
No, I couldn't, I was it, like, it was too much.
Too much?
Yeah, I was like, I'll settle down.
Did I tell you about the West Wing one that I started listening
yeah,
to?
Yeah, exactly, because it's all like microaggressions, like they're like...
super micro. Oh, so funny. All right, well now I've got a story that is...
Marna did it. I'm sorry.
Cool. Thank you.
I mean,
good work.
It's a different story. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I've got a story that is local to us.
Oh, right here in the great state
right
of Arizona.
Here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Alrighty.
Two Phoenix artists who make wedding invitations and other artwork filed a lawsuit on Thursday, and this is relevant, this is new, filed a lawsuit on Thursday challenging the city's civil rights ordinance, saying that they fear prosecution if they refuse to do work for a gay or lesbian couple's wedding. That's right. We're back to
this bullshit.
Back to this bullshit, and it's here in Arizona. The lawsuit could reignite a fiery debate about the intersection of constitutional freedoms and Phoenix's ordinance prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Attorneys for the conservative Alliance Defending Freedom.
Oh, of course they are.
Of course, filed the lawsuit on behalf of Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski, co-owners of Brush and Nib Studio, and self-described evangelical Christians. Their studio sells artwork such as hand painting, calligraphy for weddings and other events. I went to their website and it's all like hand calligraphied place cards and invitations and blah 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 bullshit.
Yeah,
which should not matter if they're doing it for gay people or if they're doing it for straight people. It should not matter.
Money is the same.
Yeah, Jesus doesn't care. Let me just give me a heads up.
Yeah, Jesus doesn't care, and money's still green. According to their lawsuit, Duca and Koski fear that they could face jail time and other penalties under Phoenix's non-discrimination ordinance if they refuse to create art for a gay couple's wedding ceremony or publicly voice their beliefs against same-sex marriage. Now, this is important. No gay couple has filed a complaint against them, and it's unclear if any gay couples have requested their artistic services.
Right, and that's... So, you're being the douche.
You're a preemptive strike
right.
as a douche is what
yeah.
you're doing.
Right.
Right, so you're trying to force a law over something that's never come up and never happened.
Right.
Just put it on your sign. Like, not really into the gays. Go somewhere else.
Hang a shingle
just,
out
just
that says...
Just hang a shingle, right. shingle out, a shingle, right. shingle, shingle.
Dingle, dangle.
Dingle, dangle, right.
Yeah.
Just put it out there, like, not a fan.
Seriously. Or just do it privately, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When the gay couple says, hey, blah, 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 we want to do this, say, you know what, we're really not excited to do this. Here's some friends of ours that do wonderful work.
Just say, no, that's not my thing. Not into the gays.
Or even be chicken shit about it and be like, you know what? I really just don't have the time.
And yeah, do I'm a, busy do that Thursday. Kind,
right, I'm busy. We're booked up through 2020.
Mm-hmm. Booked. And yeah. do a kind brush off to a friend of yours who doesn't give a shit, who actually wants the money.
Right. Last time I checked, most of local businesses are not in a situation where they can turn away business.
No, especially not something very niche like that. Like, right. I can't imagine the backlog for their...
Right.
For their work is that great.
People are clamoring for calligraphy done.
Yeah, and we just didn't know it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's such a niche market.
Now, I'm an antagonist, and I kind of want to just start writing them inquiries about all kinds of ridiculous gay weddings.
Oh.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Kind of like that that email story that he was talking about several weeks ago. I thought it was him, but maybe it was you.
I don't know.
There was the email story. We went back and forth about this. It was the... Oh, God, I thought it was you that did it. It was the guy who kept responding to the people. No.
No, that was me.
It was you. The girl, the one responding to the back and forth about
the spam emails
uh-huh. and the money. And I don't really know who you are. But could you tell me more about yourself? That was very funny.
So funny.
Just torment them with just questions.
Just trying to keep inquiring about all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, speaking of some back and forth and even just hinting on retaliatory garden lighting.
Yeah.
In Tribeca...
Which comes up more in conversation than you think it's going to.
It does happen. Tribeca.
In Tribeca, there's a woman using a strobe light and a disco ball to wage war on a neighbor's television.
Wow. Like
that's right. Nice. Angered by a bright flat-screen television, a Tribeca woman has been shining bright strobe lights and a nightclub-style disco ball into her neighbor's apartment, according to a lawsuit filed in Manhattan Civil Court. The passive-aggressive tactic started shortly after her new neighbor moved into the building in December 2014. Sue Ellen Epstein is accused of waging, quote, a campaign of harassment...
Harassment. Have we learned nothing?
Sure.
Oh, God.
Against Rich Mealy and his family. Mealy's lawsuit claims that Epstein was upset by the glare caused by his big screen television and demanded he close his blinds when it is in use. Mealy instead offered to pay for high-tech blinds to be installed in Epstein's apartment. An offer that she refused.
That's fair, though.
I agree. That's fair. That's funny. Look, that's I'm going to give you six-inch lead curtains.
You get the blinds.
Right.
I want to leave my shit open.
Right.
Sounds fair to me. According to court papers, what followed was an all-out illuminated assault.
The Illuminati.
The Illuminati of assault.
Mealy claims that Epstein installed a series of large, extra-bright spotlights against her window and shown them across their building's shaftway directly into his apartment.
Ooh, the shaft.
Shaftway.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The spotlights caused my entire living room to spectacularly fill with bright lights every single night.
It's just ambiance.
Mealy went on to claim that Epstein went so far as to install timers on the spotlights so they would shine blinding light into his home even when she was away on vacation. As the dispute progressed, Epstein also unleashed nightclub-like strobes and spinning colored lights.
I like both of these people.
Right? I think they're fun.
One of Epstein's weaponized lights is positioned to light up
weaponized lights.
Leading to Mealy's bathroom, he claims, exposing his two young children before and after their nightly baths.
Namaste.
There have been times when my daughter, being a three-year-old child, will emerge while still inside the bathroom in the doorway without any clothing after taking a bath and be exposed to anyone looking in the windows, including Epstein, as a direct result of the shining spotlights in my bathroom.
I have found for you all to enjoy an image of... here's what... I guess he's taking pictures of her lights.
Sure.
They look like this, coming into his apartment from across the shaftway.
Wow. Yeah, that is a lot.
That's funny.
I mean, it's saving his electric bill.
Yeah, good call. He can turn all his lights off.
But I do have to say, though, the high-def TVs, when that Target commercial comes on and it goes to white.
It's a lot.
That is blinding. Absolutely. Even I'm like, ooh, gotta close my eyes.
But it felt to me like the problem was solved when he says, you know what, why don't I offer you these nice blinds?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Seriously.
Here's another from a different angle. There's another shot of the
Jesus Christ.
Those are assaulting.
That's like Close Encounter shit.
The civil lawsuit demands merely that Epstein, who has run Tribeca Gymnastics Company Children's Tumbling for decades.
Oh, she should jump out the window.
Should shut off and remove the lights.
Oh my God, that's fantastic! That's a great story.
Everybody needs blinds. I mean,
well,
it's,
no, right?
Why it's retaliatory garden lighting?
Yeah,
American
that really
edition.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know why you would live in an apartment and not have blind. I mean, I don't want anybody watching and looking.
It's
and,
shitty petty people. Yeah. That's what. Yeah. Happens. Well, like, microaggressions. You just get shitty petty people.
Yeah. Microaggressions. What was the word again? What was the phrase we liked about the
weaponized lighting?
Weaponized lighting.
Yeah, and that truly is.
Harrison,
Jesus.
Just put that in there.
Weaponized lighting.
And did you see that from Aaron? We use a large fan, like used on movie sets, on neighbors who smoked under the bedroom windows. Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Use a large fan. Say
like
it again.
Small spaces like smoking? That. Like, you know what I mean? Like large cities, Manhattan, Chicago, whatever you're living in.
Smart.
Close buildings and close quarters, you're just going to have people that rub each other the wrong way that are just going to petty each other to death.
Yeah.
And in New York with the small apartments, there was, I can't remember who on TV was talking about that, because they were trying to pass that law about not being able to smoke in apartment buildings,
mm-hmm.
because it did drift through the vents and
stuff.
Sure,
of course it will.
And it just got to the point of, like, I'm in my own home. Like, I rent, I pay the, like...
Right. I need to smell your smoke.
Right, and it goes both ways, though. I've paid
for this apartment. If I want to smoke in it, I can.
Because then you have people that cook fish on a on night, or me, if you cook cauliflower in the microwave, I need to move out. Like, I can't stand the smell of cooked cauliflower. Like, I'd rather you all lit up and smoke cigarettes than make me smell cooked cauliflower.
Oh.
Okay. Like, Tim had to cook that on my days if I was working. And then we had to, like, open up all the windows because I can't stand that smell.
Things I didn't know about Al.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's that.
Somebody write that down.
I just did.
Thank you.
Weaponized lighting. Yeah.
Put down weaponized cauliflower.
Oh!
And yes, and Aaron, I'm allergic to cigarette smoke. You gotta see the rough shape I was in after 10 years in a bar. Like,
no, I bet.
I was... Bronchitis on the regular.
They wouldn't care, I don't know. That's, I just think that's rude. You're in your house, and I get that. But there has to be a way to be a little bit more polite.
Or smoke. They have those air filters.
Not for Aaron. For the people smoking.
They make those smoke filters that'll chew up the smell so it doesn't affect everyone.
Yeah.
There are things.
We were smokers that didn't give a shit, though.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to say no. Like, I would almost fall out of a chair in order to not have cigarette smoke going at... Someone and not that.
Yeah,
it's
but you're
still
like painfully polite. That's not normal.
Fair enough. Thank you. I'm not sure.
And I'm the.
You'd fall out of the same chair if you thought that your deodorant was offending somebody.
That's
like,
actually true.
And I'm the loud neighbor. Like, I'm the neighbor. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Well, whenever it's time to be offended by something, I just remember, like, we've been playing Hamilton for, like, 10 straight days at top volume.
Well, it's that thing I posted on your Facebook.
You're in the room where it happened. Turn it off. You're sitting in the room.
Why is the music so loud if you're in the room?
You don't want to be in the room where it happened. You're currently there.
I posted a thing on Al's Facebook the other day.
You're in the room. It's happening.
Also, your neighbors three doors down are still in that room.
Exactly. That thing you posted on his wall was funny.
My neighbors listen to good music, whether they like it or not.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron, that's just awful.
Yeah. Oh.
Speaking of good music, have you heard
Aaron, I'm on your side, and I'm being facetious, but the cigarette smoke would eventually get to me.
Sure.
Because it keeps me out of a lot of patios and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. All right, that's all I got. What's next?
I don't really have a bullshit. We got bullshit, and then we got thoughtful, and then we're done. Who's got bullshit?
Marnie's got like 12 bullshits.
Go ahead, Marnie.
No.
All right, Marnie, you're at bullshit.
I don't know that I had a bullshit. I'll think about it.
Sorry, I got onto something else. My bad. I was trying to look up something else. Get off a grinder. Sorry. My bad.
Wow.
My bad. There was a story that we did a while back about restaurants abandoning tips for servers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And so they're waiting for it to come up. So they were trying this. This just came out on the 15th. Why restaurants are ditching the switch to no tipping? Because it was not working at all. Because people are too ignorant, mm-hmm. and we talked about that at the time.
Yeah,
you know, even with servers making $2.13 an hour or whatever it had been before this, they were changing that, paying them more, and then upping the price of food.
Right.
And
tip included is basically what they were doing.
Tip included, right. Sure. And it just wasn't. People can make more money. I mean, if one of us are the ones going about any kind of customer service, then we're not all the time, but we're probably going to do a whole lot better than some of the fucking morons that, you've gotten service from in the past, right? Where you walk in and they're like, what can I get you? Mm-hmm. What do you want? So to switch to this, I think, can be a really dangerous thing because you're cutting into people's money. Does that make sense? You're
sure. Well, so, you know,
many people are going to make less, and the ones that aren't working as hard or don't have that personality, right.
It all
that
comes
flair,
out of the wash.
Yeah.
But from a business owner standpoint, it comes out in a lessening of entitlement of your tipped employees who feel entitled to tips that they may or may not have earned. It's a lessening of your employees possibly being one of those that try and receipt shame your customers.
Okay. Right, yeah.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It can absolutely smooth out if you've got some shitty entitled servers.
And then you just go to dinner and pay for dinner.
Right, then you just go to dinner, pay for dinner, you get the service.
They get paid a decent living wage.
Good, bad, or indifferent, and your servers make a decent amount of money.
Okay.
You know, and I make a fair amount of money on tips and always have. I'm very good at my job and what I do.
Absolutely.
And it shows. And you know, anytime I have somebody comment on it, I'm like, you know what? The people that you're comparing me against do this job for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the people that you're comparing me against that you've had bad experiences do this to get through something.
Right.
So I've been doing this for now 11 years. Like, I do this because I love it, not because I have to, not because I'm in college and can't work with my degree,
right.
You know, or just graduated and can't find a job to pay me any money.
Sure.
Like, I do this because I love it, and there's your difference, and that's why I make great money on tips.
Right.
When I went from hourly wage to tipped, and I was like, oh my god, why did no one tell me about this when I was in college?
Yes, yes.
That I didn't have to be broke for 4 years. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So I left college because I'm like, I don't want to live like this.
But on the flip side of that,
so then the second time I got better student loans.
Yeah. in a no tip scenario. Then, if I'm working full-time hours and I'm in a no-tip scenario, then I'm eligible for nice things like benefit, paid time off, because then there's a definable standard and a place where that money's coming from. My wage is eligible now for
unless
PTO,
they say you can't
benefits.
Do, unless they get around it, which a lot of places are.
Yeah.
No, not if you're not a tipped employee. No. Now you have to cut my hours, so now I'm not working full-time for you.
No, exactly. But that's
which
how they
is,
get around
which
it.
Which is the I Walmart mean, way to get around that. I understand that.
But so many places are doing that. So many places.
Oh, sure.
So that they don't have to deal with insurance and doing the paid time off.
But I mean,
isn't that sad that that's the American response to...
You're exactly right. It's
but
sad.
The,
it's very
the point,
sad, but it's
the point to all of it with public health care, the point of it is to get your health insurance not attached to your job. You just have health insurance. Not because you work... So that you're stuck in a job because you have health insurance.
Because of benefits. Right.
You take the job that you like and you just have health insurance. Like that's one of the goals of public health care, whatever you want to call it, is to get you off that wheel, if you will.
Sure.
And it's people are usually happier if you're going from job to job because of you like what you do, not because, oh, this benefit package, I don't want to leave
I'll keep digging ditches for the rest of my life because this benefit package is
or
great.
Or you stay at a job for 20 years because there's a you know, a retirement program.
Right,
so you spend 20 years in misery shoveling coal
for
the retirement that we just voted on. And then,
some
asshole is going to put it up to vote.
We have state employees right now that I just went out with last night that are like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I have 2 years, 3 months, 4 days, 7 hours, 10 minutes, and 15 seconds, 14 seconds, and that they're going through. I mean, they know it calculated down, and it's not about retirement age. From
they just went out of that.
They just went out of that job.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, what an awful.
Yeah,
I mean, to feel that change. The interesting thing with this that I found out, and I think that those are really great insights to what's happening with it. But the San Francisco minimum wage law had gotten this Thad Volger, who runs Joe's Crab Shack out in California, to try to replace this in the first place, just to see, like to see what would happen. And there were a number of city mandates. There are a number of city mandates that are expensive, and the imminent $16 minimum wage is among those. So it has been very much on restaurant owners' minds to how to compensate this differently. So this guy had been at a number of different meetings with restaurateurs and in the city, and there was sort of a sense that a number of them were going to try to make this shift, and so he thought he would just go first. Let's just try it. And it was the raise the menu prices a bit and everyone do away with the tipping and everyone gets a higher wage, and thinking of it that way.
Then you're still eating at Joe's Crab Shack, so.
Well, not...
And that's interesting that a corporate franchise is kind of the first example, because I feel like that's not the first... That's not who's going to make this work.
Right.
The mom and pops are going to make it work.
Right, because then he also has franchise fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's got overhead above and beyond...
So what happened? Did just the business drop off?
Before eliminating tipping, he said that the kitchen staff was making between 13 and 20 an hour, mm-hmm. And the front of the house staff was making about 25 to 40 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the raises, on whether he gave raises out to even out the back of the house versus the front of the house, he said very much so. He would describe that in the kitchen received raises, the senior staff in the front of the house. There was all kinds of different things, but they don't have an exact amount of, then it slipped to this. So I'm not sure why the doing away with. That's mm-hmm. why I wanted to know what your
Does your information
was.
Say what he was paying people?
No, that's what it was. He was paying that they were getting,
they were making
well they X. were making that
they were making
that
tips, but it doesn't
sure.
say like $2.13 an hour or two.
Yeah. Oh no. But what did he compensate them for to take them from
right.
$25 to $40 an hour? Yeah,
that's
okay.
Because
yeah,
that's what you want
to
know.
That's what I'm curious
right.
to know. Like
right.
when do I go from making $30 an hour to what are you going to decide to pay me?
Yeah.
On what so.
Well, and it's a variable, like you said, it was between 25
really
to 40.
Right.
So just like,
and then some nights you don't
well,
get a table.
And that's
sometimes
what
you're
that's
right.
what your front of house at a good
yeah.
restaurant
exactly.
is going to make. They're going to make
right.
20 to 40
right.
bucks an hour on tips.
Up and down. It
and
depends.
They,
yeah.
Sure.
Feast or famine, basically.
Or when I found out I was allergic to cigarette smoke is when I worked in a smoking section and we would divide it up. And I was like, I can't stand there next to someone who's just
smoking
in
away,
my face
yeah.
the whole
right,
time.
Right.
Like, that's when I started to learn that.
On what made him decide to switch back to... two tipping, and he said attrition. We were losing staff, servers mm-hmm. mostly. Kitchen was, of course, happy, and turnover was non-existent. And senior staff in the front of the house were really happy because they were getting.
So let's just assume
more.
Like they were put on a level $30, and sure. they
just
didn't make the high peak nights weren't high peak, and it was just
right.
So a Saturday night, you'd have made $45 an hour. Let's just
correct.
Say. But all of a sudden, you're making 30, and you're like,
oh,
fuck this.
I doubt he paid them $30.
No. I'm just using it as an example. No, no, I'm just using it as an example. So all of a sudden, he's going to pick a number that's going to be an average somewhere in that. And rather than you having these peaks at $45 an hour on busy nights, you're just going to get a lower number all the time.
Right.
And of course, they're going to leave.
And like when everyone's like, why are the burger flippers getting $15 an hour? You should be standing with them to get more money at your job as well. Like, the workers should unite again and demand more money from all these companies that have millions and millions of dollars that are, like, doing these financial improvements. Like, oh, this is trust money. We're just building that parking garage because we had to spend that money on something. Or you could pay your employees more.
Right.
And, you know, we've talked about that, this whole cap on that's the most money you can make in that job. You've maxed out. But I've been here for 30 years. How can I be maxed out? You can keep going up because they're building buildings behind us. You're good.
Based on my experience at Panda Express this past week, they don't get anything more than what they're getting.
Sorry,
exactly.
It was a shitty.
That.
Yeah, it was not. And I haven't heard back from Panda yet. I tagged them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny because when I
did you go to Twitter?
I hate it when they
did you tweet?
My Facebook tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, it won't tag them the same.
No, but they're tagged on their face. I literally went to their page, liked their page, and then I tagged them in the post.
Oh,
those notifications are really hard to. I'll just tell you because I know.
That's all right.
Those notifications are really hard to get. Their Twitter is a lot more personal, even to your corporate entities.
Mm.
So if you go on Twitter and put @PandaExpress. You are much more likely to get a response than Facebook. Facebook buries a lot of that stuff, especially their pages format. That's all kinds of fucked up. So if you are Panda Express, you're stuck with a page, so you don't get the same kind of notifications. And your posts go out differently, and you see things that come in differently. So Panda Express probably hasn't seen your shit.
Yeah, because I know of this story. I put Harkins into a post on my page when I complained about Harkins, and I got an I got a personal message back like that.
Harkins is a smaller company. It's a local company.
Yeah.
So your small local companies are still paying a little bit more attention to Facebook.
But it wasn't, because if you go on the page and like you insult someone that, you know, if you go on and get a little aggressive with, let's say, Fox News, for example, it gets buried in the comments. You'll be surprised. It's like 3 days later, it'll be like, Joe, someone or other likes your comment that was like comment number 600, because everyone's hitting that page with information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that he was saying that he thought needed to happen was that the one primary mistake, they tried this for a year, was thinking that somehow that he wanted the prices... they were raising it because it was about 21% that people were getting. Mm-hmm. And now they have to go up to almost 40% when they really look at where they'd have to put their prices, like as far as the food and everything else. Am I really going to keep going to that restaurant? Joe's Crab Shack or not?
Right. Oh, no, I got you.
And,
I got you.
And Harrison's absolutely right. Suddenly that money isn't tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you want credit...
That's a big fucking deal.
It is a big fucking deal until you're trying to buy a house or a car and you're living on tips. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, you need to claim...
Right. All of a sudden, you have to prove it.
So it's one thing to be like, ooh, I'm living tax-free, but it's another when you can't get a car, you can't you can't buy a house... Oh. You can't get a credit card.
Why do you think Sharon owns all my things?
Right. And it is because of tip money. So yes, the tax-free money is good, but it's better to claim it and build up your credit. Otherwise, you're going to be at a certain age and have absolutely no proof of income. And
then Social Security
rolls around, and you've got like $5 coming due every year because you've not paid anything into Social Security. So.
And we do. We joke about that in my house all the time because Sharon buys all the things. Yeah. You know what I mean? When we go to buy a new car, like my van, I look at her and I'm like, buy me a car. You know, and we were thinking about buying a house this year, so I screamed at her for about 3 days until we talked to a mortgage guy and decided it wasn't time. But yeah, I screamed at her for 3 days. I was like, buy me a house.
Yeah.
She'd be like, I'm waiting for him to call me back. She just rolls her eyes. Yeah. She's like, I'm waiting for him to call me back. And then I'd walk out of the room and I'd walk back in and be like, hey, you know what I want? She'd be like, oh, what?
Want a house.
A house. Buy me a house.
Because I did 12 years of living off tips, and it was you had to pick that fine line. Like, I had to admit to just about everything I made because
otherwise you can't get financing.
Yeah, because I had credit. I wanted a car. Like, I bought cars.
And dependent on situations.
I wanted a nice apartment, you know what I mean?
Like, people don't think enough with that retirement piece because many times when we're starting out in a service industry, we're a lot younger.
Yeah.
So you don't think about it, right? And so you're very excited about the amount of cash that's coming in. If you live somewhere like San Francisco or even now to a degree with the light rail and the buses here, but New York, places like that, you're not really needing a car.
Right.
You know, there are different things that you may not need, but the idea of who's going to go to that fucking restaurant?
Yeah.
If you're going to take your prices and bump them up by 40%.
40%, that's a huge margin.
That's a huge margin.
Oh, well, it is. Because then you're also not tipping 20%, so
you get a little bit back. But how many people are really going to look at that? I know that I'd walk in and be like, whoa.
Because today at lunch, you know, it was a friendly exchange. You know, it was slow for lunch. I had a drink, so I tipped way more than 20%. You know what I mean? That would have been cheaper to just
absolutely
go up the extra. But it was a charming conversation. You know what I mean? I paid for the company. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely, you do. Absolutely. But I don't know that if you walk in somewhere that you're going to sit down and think about. You might apparently. I don't know that I would. If I go into Joe's Crab Shack and I walk in there. And I all of a sudden look at the menu and it's gone up 40%. I'm walking right back out.
Yeah. But you look at the menu outside, you look at the prices, or they'll just Joe's Crab Shack. So half the thing is probably says market price.
Right. You just look it up online.
Yeah.
My whole point is that I wouldn't be there those prices going to where they are.
I'm not playing Red Lobster prices for this shit. I have been craving Red Lobster though, so we need to get ourselves to a Red Lobster.
I was just
I need
one
some
recently.
Of those fucking biscuits.
The biscuits,
I haven't been to one.
And Walt's favorite
ever.
Shrimp. That's all I ever get.
We should go and take Buddy early because you know the lesbians. We like them.
I've been to chain restaurants. I've been to Red Lobster since my mom died because she thought that was fancy.
Oh, that was her thing.
Oh yeah,
Red Lobster used to be fancy. Yeah.
It's for the seafood lover in you.
Yeah,
according to their commercials.
I'm using seafood and lover. Titus talking. Titus is always talking. Two turtle doves.
Two turtle doves.
Anyway.
And yes, probably going to the park to make friends with a butterfly.
And Anant, it is bullshit with the bathroom situation.
It absolutely is.
Fucking pee where you need to pee.
All right, so Anant, do thoughtful vulgarity. Anant had a question.
Okay, here we go. It goes something like this.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
So, Anant asks, what have each of us learned from our 199 episodes of this mobile feast?
What have we learned?
To not drink as much. Yeah, I'm going to say that that's actually a very true statement.
I can't believe you learned that here.
I did.
You hadn't learned that from like...
Oh, no. That, no, you...
from other no. fine experiences that
no,
we've
there,
heard about?
No, there were many fine experiences that should have led me down that road.
But nope, this is the one that did it.
But a weekly drinking excursion yes, was yes. the one.
Yeah, you realize that that sometimes it gets... you know, when it's very exciting and, you know, you can swear. Well, I have continued the swearing.
Yeah.
You know, it's very exciting that you can just curse ad nauseum and go at it and nobody cares and nobody can slap you in the hand for it. But the cocktailing had gotten a bit much. And so anyway, it's just it's fun to be able to come every couple of weeks and remember. Yeah.
And relive past mistakes.
And be able to... exactly. Yes, yes.
I can't believe I used to do this with, like, chugging vodka.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. No,
those were good shows.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe.
I know, so, the vodka yeah. god not
Ultimate vodka. Ask for it by name.
Oh, yes.
Like, 28 shows where that was the whole tagline.
Oh, the pictures of him holding the little mini bottles? Yeah. Got those, too.
That vodka has not treated me badly yet, but you just can't find good vodka, like... Huh. Every bar has shitty tried. Vodka.
I knew I should have stolen
it. Durant still carries it. That's the only place.
I should have stolen that dusty bottle for you a long time ago. Damn.
There's a new vodka that just showed up at Stacy's that they were pushed on somebody. I thought it was funny they call it an organic vodka. It's called Prairie.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
There's organic vodkas out there. But there's a couple of them.
How is it not organic anyway? Well, it's fermented and it's made out of potatoes.
No, but the potatoes that it comes from or the grains that it comes from are organic. Like, that's where you get the organic.
Oh, they're like not all Monsanto'd up?
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
The ingredients that go into it.
All right.
And if I remember correctly, the Ultimate is half grain, half potato, and it's like seven times distilled and it tastes like water.
Prairie is, according to what I overheard, it's half corn, half potato.
Interesting.
But I didn't sample it. I just he was pushing it on somebody else, and I just happened to see it.
Oh, in that place in upstate New York where we go to not upstate in the Finger Lakes, where we
that's why you did this.
Where we go wine tasting,
Finger Lakes.
where we go do the wine tasting. They have the they have a distillery. So when you're sick of wine, you can go to a distillery, and they have a corn whiskey that is just delicious. I never thought it would dusty bottle.
Those horrible steamers.
No, while I was a frequent listener, I also worked at the cash, and there was a dusty bottle like at the bottom of back of a cabinet of Ultimate vodka, and I would look at it every week as I was doing the inventory, and I'd be like, nobody's gonna miss this. I should just grab that for Al,
right.
And I just never did, and I didn't even think about it as I was storming out the day that I stormed out. Right. I should have gone and stolen.
And this is all I need.
Yeah.
You should have huffed your way back
just
in there.
This.
Here's my keys, and this is for Al. I'll see you the fuck later.
Get out! Namaste, motherfucker!
Namaste.
That's good.
That would have been a really good exercise.
Aaron, that's funny. I thought the same thing. Yeah. Dusty bottle sounds like a drag name.
There's your drag name.
All right, I'm going to be a bit of a narcissist, and I'm going to say that I learned that I don't mind the sound of my own voice.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people in a recording will hear themselves back and be like, "Oh no, that's not okay." But no, I listen back to shows that I've actually been in, and
you've actually been in shows.
Well, sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And I listen to shows that I haven't been in.
Yeah. Waka waka.
Uh huh.
No, I don't have that adverse reaction to my speaking voice. My singing voice, on the other hand, still needs work, thanks to that fucking Sing app.
Oh,
it's the worst.
I got to get drunk and play with you that gotta, Sing
you gotta,
app sometime.
You've got to try it.
Because my neighbors
fantastic.
Have been requesting it.
What, to listen to something else? Can we listen to anything else?
Well, somebody said, why don't you put on headphones? I'm like, why? So my neighbors have to listen to me sing unaccompanied?
Well, the best part of the Sing app that's is awesome. That's what you do. You put on headphones, and so it feeds the accompaniment into you,
yeah,
and then through the mic on you.
Yeah, but they don't get to hear it.
Right, so the people in the room that where it happens don't...
I don't want to be in the room.
Don't get to hear it. Right, so you put on mic'd headphones that come with your iPhone or your, you know,
it
whatever.
It just came to me.
And you sing into it.
If you're singing with headphones and they can't hear the background and the music going with you, you're singing a cappella.
Oh, that was hard on all of us.
That was hard on everybody, yeah. I waited for like 35 seconds to let that one out.
Clayton McKee, what have you learned in 199 shows?
I'm gonna agree with what one thing Joe said. The laughter...
Yeah.
That we've done over all of these shows in this 4 years, some shows obviously better than others. Some are more memorable than others, not just because of the quality
some
of the show.
Some alcohol induced.
Yes. The laughter it's healing. It's fun. It's a great escape. That's been a great thing. The other thing that I guess I've learned that it's very interesting, and I know we've talked about this before. The people like. The Anants, the Aminas, the what was his Richard from? Not Richard, the gentleman from
Bear,
Quebec,
from Canada.
Oh, no, okay, no, yeah. No, yeah, but no, who's the one that lives in Kentucky?
Oh, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Tyler.
Tyler. From Tennessee.
So all of those
we made a couple too many southern.
I know
southern jokes.
So what's amazing to me with all of that is, again, it's shocking to me that four people sitting in Phoenix, Arizona. Can strike a chord with somebody all the way around the world that we've never interacted with other than that screen of a chat room and maybe Facebook on some of them. But it's just astounding to me that we strike a chord and bring what I'm going to assume is joy and frustration all in one package to all of these people. And I just it's amazing to me that from somebody who I, you know, who started a broadcasting career at a real radio station, then figured out that this is possible with a couple iPods and a recording device. And well, then we graduated up to video and then inflicted visual on everybody, which I still apologize for, but thank you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Sorry about
but
that.
But no, I just have learned again, it's the joy of laughter and how much fun it just every week you come in. And I will admit though, there are some weeks I'm like, I just, I'm not up for the show. Mm-hmm. I'm not. And then I'm like, you get over that, and you're like, "Oh, we're good, we go."
And then when you go to leave, you know, well, you stay here.
I most often stay here because I live here. Yes,
but when I go to leave on days that it might be like that, I'm like, "Oh my god, that was so much fun!" Like, yeah. Just or chuckle on the way home about something,
and you forget about all the other shit that's gone on, or you try to. Some of it just lingers with you, regardless. But I mean, it's like I know for you because I know you have been through a lot of shit at the restaurant at times, and sometimes just coming here with that bottle and just sitting for 3 hours and laughing. Is the best therapy you can get.
Oh, yeah. And it's the one day that they know that I'm not coming to work. Like, I have the one day reprieve from them that they can't. And they really don't ask. Every once in a while, I'll get a, would you mind drinking coffee and coming in? I think I've maybe done it twice in 4 years, right? I've gone in at, like, midnight. Because they're like, you know, you can have fun on coffee. Like, we've worked with you. Coffee's okay.
I love the fact that Anand said that he is one of the coolest and most well-informed among his friends now.
Because of us? That's
nice.
Wow, your friends are really on the low end of this information spectrum.
I know, but God bless them. God bless them. That's
but
great,
hey, good,
Anand.
Good
I
on
love
Anand.
It.
Yeah.
I love it.
But yeah, that's it's amazing.
Well, and how many different things do we talk about? I mean, there's couch fucking. There's
sure.
I mean, there's always some kind of weird shit like that we come up with.
Somebody made a comment to me. I forget where I was.
Zebras cross the road in Kenya.
Like, somebody made a comment about. Well, is it a gay podcast? And I'm like, well, yes, we all are, but I'm like, we talk about everything. It's not just, it's not all that, but we hit everything. I mean, Hamilton's not a gay thing.
But it was with a gay slant. With a gay slant. There's a gay slant.
I get that, but I'm saying political. It's not all, it's just, a lot of it's just common sense. Like, we ripped about the polling here in Arizona back when the primary happened. Was it in March?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like we talk about everything. It's not just about a gay agenda or...
Right,
but we skew a little gay. I get that.
It's not that defined. It's not that narrow. But I was describing the show to someone, and I think one of the things that
challenging came to mind.
One of the things that makes this show gel so well is I think that everyone that sits at this table has a very similar perspective. Like the Phoenix gay community is very unique nationally. In how it's made up, and how close we are, and how how tight knit the gay community really is here, you know, and how, and the longevity that personalities have in this gay community. There's not a lot of turnover. There's not a lot of changing of the guard, if you will. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, we've all been around for as long as we've been around, and we know 100 other people that have been around, right. You know, in similar roles and in similar levels. So there's a constancy.
Sure.
And a consistency. Sure. That's the word, the one that's
constancy.
Actually
constancy. I was
consistency.
Weaponized there's constancy.
There's a constance and consistency to our community, and we all come from a very similar perspective from within that community. So this show
kind of looks out the same way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We all have a very similar perspective and a very similar outlook from our place in the community and therefore our place in the world. And I think a lot of that consistency really kind of drives the message of the show.
Sure.
In a way that's really hard to describe if you're not in the room where it happens.
Yeah. And I've always said it works better when there's four of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the three is fun, the two is not good, the...
two is
sometimes
a nine.
He walks away and leaves me by myself.
I need another drink.
This coming from the man who said, I always wanted a talk show. Talk, bitch!
But as it turns out, though, it's not just... I was never craving a monologue.
There. Oh.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It was that Mike Douglas show thing of, like, everyone staying on the couch. Like, you didn't just do your one little thing. It was the conversation as the guests got longer.
That's what James Corden does so well on the
The Late Late Show
on CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does the same thing. Yeah. He brings all the guests out, and they all have a conversation, and this story sparks this, and this brings, you know, I enjoy that, too.
Because you're going to hit someone, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it was just you and I, and I was talking about Hamilton, you would have checked out a while ago, but you know what I mean? But, exactly, you're going to...
I might get on board if I take a moment or two to listen to these things, which I'm going
it's three
to.
3 hours.
You know...
Shut up. Is it 3 hours?
It's the score of a Broadway play. Yeah,
I'm aware, but it's three. Well, it's two acts.
Two acts.
I didn't even realize the acts were 90 minutes.
After
alcohol has been served. Yeah.
Incidentally, I missed the old one that says 90 minutes. There's something about the cadence of the new one. Still wrong.
I still got it.
Well, and as much as I like you people and kind of respect you, I mean the idea, but. I love that about us, that we can give each other shit. You know, we can go back and forth and we can hopefully have fun with it, and it's not a mean-spirited thing. And that there's that level of respect that says, which makes everything, that's what's so fantastic to me, where we can look at it and say, I don't agree at all about that. But it doesn't affect, it's like, okay.
And that's that's another interesting perspective you bring, because a lot of people think that I'm just using to paint with a broad brush, the gay community is a straight line ticket on everything. We all have the same mindset. We're all doing the same thing. We all want the same thing. No, it's different. Like, you may vote for one way. You may think something. It is all different. And I think that we show that. Now, whether or not we all articulate that as well as we should, because I give it up. I am not. You read like a son of a bitch, and so does Al. I don't know what you do, but. I don't know. I'm very uneducated on so many different things.
I read all the things.
I know you do. I know you do. And it comes through and it shows very well, because you know. I could talk about any goddamn thing, and you just like, well, you know what? It's almost like Cliff Clavin from fucking from Cheers.
Yep. High praise indeed.
Yeah,
nope. Yeah, because you got Norm over
hashtag
here.
Hashtag goals.
Well, you know the Malaysian Velociraptor was in a very swampy.
Listen, yeah. Segway is my very favorite thing to do.
I enjoy your segways. You do very very well.
We should get her one, a Segway. She can come in on a Segway.
Or she can't get around the end of that table.
Fuck off. I think that would be very appropriate.
Well, if you're listening out there, even on a repeat.
I didn't get mine
no,
yet.
No, you didn't get his yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did.
Where's mine? Y'all talk so fucking much.
Oh, really? Really?
Oh, Amina, you should call in.
That'd be awesome.
We'll find a way. We'll find a way to make it
work. The phone's for you. It's the pot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the human awareness show, Mom. My mom says.
Yeah, it is human awareness.
I like it.
Amina, how would you call us? You don't have a number?
Does that mean we're a bunch of has-beens?
Oh, don't we still have that number up somewhere of call this line? Oh, no. I'm like,
that died.
Oh, my God. For the listeners? The listener?
Shut up.
I don't even know how we spelled that.
Listeners.
Incorrectly would be the answer.
Yeah.
God, that was fucking funny.
I would say that I just learned about, like, so many different perspectives on stuff, like, especially with, like, people calling from all over the place. Like, in Tyler, we started off with, you know, the first person that ever, like, got in the chat room was from Pigeon Ford, right? Wasn't he from Pigeon Ford?
Tennessee? Right. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we had a Southern perspective. Yeah, a teacher. So we had a Southern perspective from a teacher that was all of a sudden new. And as people have gone in and made it on the list.
And making those kind of bonds with people. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, just all the different perspectives on something that you think, well, this is what I think, so it must be right. Then you get someone from the South being like, that's kind of a dick thing to say. Sure, like, there's some of us that are trying to fight this. Like, and I can't just throw
is
it
that
all
why
up.
We lost Tyler? Were we dickish to too many Southern
people? Oh, I mean, one night we did go pretty hard on the...
The interesting thing, and I forget this, but I keep saying to people, like Annette just said, I look forward to this every Wednesday. Yeah. We are a Tuesday night show in the United States, but we are a morning show around the world. Sure. There was the guy that used to listen, I forgot name, used to be from Cairo. Cairo, Egypt, Steven. And we were a morning show for him as he drove to work.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
And he was before I started running everybody down.
Just very interesting that you think about all these people from around the world.
And the people from France. But, you know, as we had a conversation last week about...
Like, Nero's traveling right now, so she doesn't get to be a part of this.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, yeah. And Pascal, who listens from the Netherlands every week and, like, is always he and I have the same birthday, which I forgot about until my birthday.
Okay.
That I was like, oh, and his name popped up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Also, it's a microphone.
Yeah.
So the stage whisper doesn't help? It's so funny. I look at pictures all the time.
It's fantastic.
But it really is. And we had, like even recently, we had the conversation about, like, what is what's the...
What is love?
What's it got to do with it? Yeah. But, like, what's keeping people from being out or accepting homosexuality? And, like, to have our perspective and then to have someone in India's perspective I would have never had that. Like, when was I ever going to run into somebody currently living in India? You know what I mean? Like, not here to us. You know what I mean? Like,
that's probably just not to often. Speak Swahili, for God's sake. I know.
Right.
Uma.
Yeah. Right, so it's just all these different Yoni. Perspectives on things that I just thought I knew everything. And as I come here, I'm like, well, I don't know that.
Sure.
I do know that Veep is funny. But
we've had people for quite a while with Meow Cal and coming in. I love that Aaron works on late on Tuesdays. You know, just Tomo.
Mm-hmm.
How fun that!
It's been a while since we've had him in the chat room, but he's still hanging
out
there.
He jumped in there, Richard.
Yeah, I mean, it really has been fun to get all these different perspectives, get made fun of for fake French.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so...
I can't see... There are so many things, though. Like, I can't see poutine without thinking about Richard.
Or the fact that somehow none of us had ever had... What the fuck are those things called from New Orleans? The powdery donut shit things.
Oh, beignets.
Beignets. Remember? Mm-hmm. We had to Google it. We had to learn how to pronounce it. We went through this whole thing.
You guys didn't know anything about beignets?
No, we never.
We didn't.
She brought them in, and we had to like Google it and try them. We were looking at them like it was
divine secrets of the Yaya sisterhood.
Well, I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. It wasn't a scratch and sniff.
I don't know. I read a lot. I read a lot.
You do.
Oh, and I never read that book, so I only saw the movie and didn't really love it.
I loved the movie. Because Sandy's in it. Because why not?
Well,
right.
Well, I mean, it's just she fits, riddled she with fits the fantastic women.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
But that was the funny, that I would like to go back and listen to that, just to listen to us stumble through a word like none of us had ever heard before.
Oh, that's funny.
Was that my birthday a couple years ago?
I think it was.
So I couldn't try.
I must have been in my car like screaming at the radio.
Yeah, you probably were.
Oh, I'm sure everybody was there, was like,
yeah,
really? Beignets?
Yeah, and you chewed too much, but we lost Molly.
Well, because it's spelled B-E-N-I-E-T-S.
Yeah. Looks like Beignets.
Like John Beignet.
That's right.
That was the and that still amazes me. Like, how did I make it? Like, what's the shit that I think is salami in the airport?
What?
Hickory Farms?
Toblerone. And what is it really?
It's chocolate. It's a chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was sausage.
No.
Oh, and the triangles?
I just thought it was a pepperoni stick that people were carrying around.
Apparently, in a triangle.
That's like a tube, isn't it?
No.
I don't know.
It's like a triangle.
But I had no idea what it was.
But I just think it's wonderful. And having Jenny and having all of our, just, it's very fun.
Our extended familia out there.
And Don now in podcast land. North Carolina.
Yes.
James.
I know, I'm going to make it to LA soon and meet Aaron.
But again, next week is show number 200. It's just going to be the four of us in here with whatever we show up with. So
I thought Buddy was coming.
Well, Buddy's going to stop by later. We're going to phone in with her, but it's really just going to be us. We're not doing fireworks are not going off, but we'll have fun, just the four of us.
And it will be fun.
And you, if you're listening in the chat room, by all means, feel free to chime in with us and suggest things and ask things. And I'm sure we can fill another 3 hours. We've done it 199 previous times.
Time and again.
Special animal that might be.
Pepperoni.
And next week, we have Aaron and Anant have birthdays, so they won't be able to join us. So happy birthday.
And Drew's birthday as well. Drew and Bear.
That's right. At the end of May. That's right.
Bear's birthday's coming up. Drew's birthday's coming up. Aaron's the 19th. Anant's the 24th.
Wow.
Nice.
See, there's a reason I wrote all this shit down.
And a happy birthday to them.
Birthday city. Yes. Birthday I got city. You guys nothing.
Yeah. Gotcha. We have no gift, except for the gift of laughter.
That's my standard standing
gift of namaste. Laughter.
Alrighty. Well, I think we'll stick a fork in this pig.
I'm right here.
Why are you calling me names?
It's all right. It's a bunch of happy Once again, hearts. Thank everybody out there for listening to us.
We just know Amina's a Libra. We don't know her.
Q Talk America. We do it every Tuesday. You can find us on the Facebooks if you care to do it. Just
happy birthday, Nant.
We did it, Nant. Listen.
Yay! He's a minute behind. It's on delay. It'll get you eventually. You'll get there. It's all right.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, my heavens. Well, if you survive, we hope to survive. I think the storm blew through. We're kind of safe on that one. We didn't lose power. Yay!
Or the internet. Oh, my God. Can we go one show without a technical difficulty?
As we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.